InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And inclusion policies at companies across the country now may be at risk of being interrupted after Google's lawyers and investors are considering using corporate law to challenge DEI policies, claiming they may have deprived shareholders of talent and violated employment laws. It's a fascinating twist.
The radical left Marxists are having their cultural revolution in America, whether you are aware of it or not.
But I'm asking, do you know if I'm white?
I do not know.
Half black?
I do not know.
Asian Islander?
Do not know.
Brown? Latino? Shouldn't matter that I'm half Mexican. It shouldn't matter whether I'm able-bodied or ambulatory or not ambulatory. That doesn't have anything to do with what my background is, that I served in these operations in the military, that I gained these skills, that I studied this in school, that I proved that I could pass whatever tests under stress and duress and be effective in the field under situations that foreign service officers might encounter.
Following World War II, the infiltration of American higher education by the Frankfurt School and the rise of the radical left boomers led us to critical race theory and eventually institutionalizing diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI.
In France, it's about restrictions on the use of pesticides.
The CIA media and its satellite propagandists are covering up a global revolution that is far worse than any war. Engineered global starvation in order to rein in the GMO agricultural control of the United Nations Agenda 2030 and the Great Reset.
Climate transition is a key priority for our societies. We need to make sure that our farmers can be a partner in this.
With our new climate and nature plan, we focus on the following three things. First, the green transition. Second, the growing physical impact of climate change. And third, the risks from nature loss and degradation.
Our peaceful and united Europe is being challenged like never before by populists, by nationalists.
We hear the propaganda that increases of the gas of life, a trace gas in the atmosphere, will bring a disaster, and that we will have runaway global warming. Sorry, folks, we've known for 200 years from chemistry that it's the exact inverse.
In America, Soros pawns are now making it a priority to wage lawfare on the average farmer, while a backdoor elimination of fertilizer, livestock, and farms by any means necessary is well underway.
In order to get net zero, we'd have to kill all the animals, including ourselves. Food and energy. Nothing else is as important as those two things. Water, right, is part of food. They haven't decided to cut the water off just yet.
You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water. Every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water.
4 billion of us depend on nitrogen fertilizer, which they now say is bad because it's a greenhouse gas or whatever.
And in particular, what the net zero movement does is it ignores the benefits of fossil fuels and it exaggerates the negative side effects. That's the key thing that's going wrong. Fossil fuels are crucial to the availability of food for 8 billion people in two ways. So anyone want to suggest what are the ways in which fossil fuels are crucial to food? Fertilizer. So that's one. So modern fertilizer is derived from natural gas. We cannot feed 8 billion people without plentiful fertilizer. Before natural gas, we were trying to use bat guano. That was our best fertilizer. Bat guano didn't scale very well to 8 billion people. Natural gas is crucial. There's nothing close to natural gas in terms of fertilizer.
Meanwhile, a tsunami of illegals is slowly reintroducing screwworms and hoof and mouth disease to American livestock our ancestors tenaciously battled with and eliminated from the U.S. Our nation is running out of time. No one wins in a war against the farmer. Everybody starves and everybody dies. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du, du hast mich. Du hast mich.
It is Monday, June 3rd, 2024. 154 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 27 seconds. The most important election in world history. And we have quite the quickening happening. We're getting incredible support and outpouring from just all these great people, the general public, all these amazing patriots are asking, how can you help with the attempted shutdown of InfoWars on Friday? Now, there is an emergency hearing in court that starts in 30 minutes or 25 minutes in Houston. I don't think the judge is going to go with the court-appointed manager's request to shut us down. I don't know if they're going to withdraw that request to shut us down. But there is a hearing on the 14th in 12, 11 days where the judge said he will hand the company back to me. And I find it very interesting that then this development of telling the private security company that's been here 6-7 years, done a great job, they're good people, to shut it down. And the head of the security company said, I'm not doing that without a court order. But in between all the lawyers and all the rest of it, it was not clear. It was clear with the security company they were going to do that, but it was not clear that that was what was going to transpire with the CRO. So I had to go on air Saturday and explain what was happening. And for the small minority people out there that are putting out this information on purpose, we know you are, been paid to do it. We see it. We see the algorithm and how it comes out with the same statement by a bunch of people at the same time that I just said this is a publicity stunt. Why in the hell would I do that? Ladies and gentlemen, the art is taken out of the walls. The employees have taken their stuff home. There's been tears. And some people have been here 20-plus years. We're in this building 15. And it's like being with my father-in-law 3 weeks ago when he died. And we didn't know if he'd, you know, die Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. And I said, I think he'll hang on a couple days. And I said, I think he'll die. I even called it. I said, I think he'll die Wednesday night. I told my wife, you better get back to the hospital. I think your dad's going to go today. Because he'd been basically in a coma for days. I took one look at him the night before, and I was like, yeah, John's going. And it's kind of like we're here by the body of InfoWars, and it's on a respirator. And I'm telling you that. And people are like, oh, really? It's dead? Let's see it. Where is it? I'm like, you're about to see it. I don't know if it's today. I don't know if it's next week. I don't know if it's the 14th. But even if the judge hands me the company back, he said, you'll settle. Because he's mad at the other side, because they've not been acting in good faith, in my view, and I think in his. He's been a fair judge. Or it's handed back to me as he said he would do, but then the state will instantly swoop in when it goes to Judge Ware Gamble, and they will immediately run in here and seize it. And the other side lawyers have said that's their plan. and they want to, quote, carve up the corpse. Remember that? When they won the first fake case in Texas, carve up the corpse of InfoWars. Remember that quote? So that's the goal. That's what they're doing. You're not supposed to use the courts to shut down something. That's not in the law, that type of retribution. What it says is you get money. And I'm like, okay, I'll basically work for almost nothing. I'll work hard and project and try to pay what we can just to keep the show on, even though it stuck in my gut. I weighed the two, and I think, well, that's much better. Keep this going. We're fighting the New World Order. We're saving lives. We're going to try a new pandemic. They're cutting off the food supply. We got bigger fish to fry. And they go, yeah, we got bigger fish to fry because the FedGov, the New World Order, is running this thing. That's all come out now in court. They're not really hiding it. And so they want it off now. Now, there's still some good judges and some good judiciaries. The judge is not doing that. He's following the law and basically going to wash his hands. And looks like I predicted the 14 give it back to me. But we then got the development of my dad's lawyers that are owed money for the supplement stuff for PQPR and have a real claim, legitimate stake. And it could also block what they're doing for a while, keep us open 6 months, a year, who knows? And give time for settlement, who knows? They just simply wanted to ask the judge to be prepared at the 14th hearing, when I become the controller again, to kick it into 7 liquidation, which would still take a long time, and give us some room, you know, just buying more time, not giving up, fighting to the very last minute. And all the lawyers across the board, my dad's in a very professional mind, you know, were like, and it was like, well, this is the no-brainer thing to do. And the CRO said no to that in the last few weeks. And then my dad's lawyer said, well, with this next hearing coming up, we're going to, you know, go there and point this out and try to raise the issue of this. And what really made me go public with this was I liked the security company guy, know him well, worked well before they were with the security people here, and I liked the security folks. And I believed them when they said, we're not going to do that, but I knew that McGill could simply get another security company, fire them, and then bring them in here. And then lo and behold, I learned through the grapevine from other folks that that was being bandied about. But that wasn't even the key. They first told the security company it would be till Monday at the hearing, but then they told my lawyers, no, we're shutting it down to the 14th. Shutting this place down for 14 days, that's what it would have been Friday, till that next Friday, 2 out, would have been the equivalent of taking us off life support and literally taking the show off the air and killing it. And then we come back in 2 weeks, the radio stations would all dump us. It would, people wouldn't have confidence. They would stop buying the product. It would put us into cardiac arrest. We maybe could claw back again, but I don't have my personal house to sell like last time, or the big Bitcoin donation that I pumped in here during the last 3 years to keep the lights on. So I'm out of bullets. I'm out of money, and my dad's out of money, and he would help me. And he's owed money, not much, but some. There's not much there is what I meant. He's owed a lot. And we would just pump that right back in, but I'm out of options, and that's where we are. And then I learned, oh, it's 14 days to flatten the curve. Where have I heard of that before? I mean, you see where these ideas are coming from. You see the pattern here. And so I have always said, I'll just tell everybody on air what I'm doing behind the scenes, because that's what we're all about, is transparency. So you understand. And so I'm going to stop there. Now, coming up, this is the way the planets align. Victor Boot, who is very, very famous, and you could also say infamous like I am. And I knew years ago, I've been told he was a big listener, but we've confirmed that. So he's coming on the show in 15 minutes, and he says he'll stay with us as long as we want. He speaks good English. He's basically like Russia's version of Eric Prince. I mean, that's about the closest thing. I wouldn't say they're comparable. Prince had a much bigger operation. and does, and I've had a chance to talk to him, interview him as well, but he's that type of character. And then he spent a long time in U.S. prison on what I believe is a bunch of trumped up garbage. I mean, everybody knows about the case and the exchange and all the rest of it. He's basically kidnapped by the DEA in another country. And so, of course, they told him the whole time, just turn on Putin and we'll let you go. Of course, he never did that. So that's where this is all headed. He's joining us. And then I'm going to get into Trump raising $200 million the last 4 days, 5 days. And that's as of yesterday. It'll be probably 250 today, 300 tomorrow, 400 by the end of the week. I predict Trump will raise $1 billion now in the next next month. So when we're sitting here a month from now, on July 3rd, I'd say by July 4th, Trump has raised $1 billion. And that's what I'm talking about, because they were out of money. The Democrats had been outraising Trump 3-1 with all the big billionaires and all the establishment giving money. Trump gets almost no big money. It's record small contributions. And it's beautiful. So that's some more really good news. There's just a lot here to unpack. There's really serious 15-minute city news where they're now emerging in the U.S., Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Dubai, Saudi Arabia. They're announcing how they're going to lock you in these 15-minute grids, but how they're going to save you. Because they say, well, the economy's about to be really bad forever, but don't worry, the government and corporations are going to subsidize you, basically living in 5G microwave oven apartments. I mean, where you're literally cooking them, and you're total prisoners. And if kids try to sell Girl Scout cookies, they get arrested. Seriously, I have that right here. I'm not joking. That happens in New York, and that's the model. So imagine being locked in 15-minute grids in New York and being made to live there, because the only way you get subsidized on your universal basic income is if you go live where they say and do what they say. So I've never worshipped money. It's never been what I do things for. But that's why the globalists want to cut the money off from everybody, because they know most of you are like that too. You're not for sale, but if they can get you starving, well, you might bend some and then bend a little more. And you see Bill Gates all over the news. I know farmers are having a lot of problems now. All over the world, they're just shutting down for some reason. Climate change. Yeah, yeah. Well, don't worry. I've got new systems for you of farming, and we'll finance that, and I'll buy your land. Translation, we're cutting off your fertilizer and your pesticides and not letting you produce nitrogen, saying rice is bad and saying cows are bad, and we're gonna start by banning just 30% of your cows in the first 5 years, and then the rest after that. Oh, good. Look, there's bird flu. We've got to shoot the cows up to keep them safe. Oh, they're suddenly all dying. It's the bird flu. It's not the shot we gave them. Gee, farmers, we're cutting off everything you need. Yeah, John Kerry, people need to know food is 30% of emissions. We've got to cut food production. And in the same sentence, and we've got to raise more money to feed the hungry because starvation's at record levels. I mean, that's why they tell you 2 men can have a baby. They've got a murder logic here. And that's what's going on. And John Bowne's report that's at band.video, which can be taken down any time, so we're going to make sure you get it at X for now. We're going to post all these reports. John and the other guys, like Greg Reese, have been really busy beavers here, putting out a couple reports a day right now, because they're obviously, you know, see that we're at the twilight of this great institution that's been InfoWars. And it's also got people really reflecting back on just how much we've done together. That means the listeners, the audience, our guests, everybody. It's been amazing. And people say, well, will InfoWars continue? Well, there's a lot of legalese goes into that, but they fully intend to take the website and strip the name and all of that, because that's in my estate. So then that would retrograde to them. They'll probably have InfoWars redirect to probably the ADL. We'll probably have it. I'm not joking. I think the ADL, it's like a trophy you mount on the wall, you know, a head you mount on the wall of your enemy. And It's just going to totally enrage and piss everybody off and make us 10 times bigger because InfoWars is not the name. It's me. And I popularized the name. Everybody knows that. It's a well-known name. I was studying what the enemy was doing to us. It's information warfare. So I said, well, we'll be information warfare countering you. So that's all it is. And but see, you think they're weak or you think they're dumb and they don't know this is going to backfire. They're going to destroy everything and everybody in the end. So they're just going to grind over us. It doesn't matter, in their view, if we get bigger down the road, because in the end, they're going to cut the lights off. But for everybody, there'll be World War III. They just don't want us getting in the middle of all the horrible dystopic plans they've got. So I'm going to play this very important report. We're going to go to break, come back with a Victor Boot. It's a huge interview, and I think it might lead to even bigger ones. I don't know. But let's go ahead and play another one of Bounce's powerful reports. And this is Manufacturing Hell on Earth. Here it is.
At least 40 people have been reported killed and over 100 injured when camouflaged gunmen opened fire on concertgoers in the massive music complex Crocus City Hall, just west of Moscow. Amir Whiteman, a prominent member of Israel's ruling Likud party, went off the rails as Whiteman claimed that Russia will pay the price for its alleged support of Hamas and other proxies.
I understand this is a Russian propaganda, but you have to be very careful, because let me tell you, we're going to finish this war. We're going to win because we're stronger. After this, Russia will pay the price. Believe me, Russia will pay the price. Russia is supporting the enemies of Israel. Russia is supporting Nazi people who want to commit genocide on us. And just Russia will pay the price. Russia also. Now, listen to me very carefully. We are going to finish with these Nazis. We're going to win this war. It's going to take the time it's going to take, but we're going to win this war. Afterwards, we're not forgetting what you are doing. We're not forgetting. We will come. We will make sure that Ukraine wins. We will make sure that you pay the price for what you have done. You as Russia, and you and as all the enemies of Israel, and you as all the people who are now making everything they can to support genocide of the Jews in Israel. We are not forgetting. We are not forgetting. Remember exactly what I'm saying now. You will pay the price.
Amir, I think it's safe to say that this is a very passionate conflict that is happening here.
Well, people have been massacred. My people has been slaughtered by your proxies, and you will pay the price. Is it clear? Believe me,
I don't actually think it is clear.
Very, very, very sternly.
I don't think it is clear, Mr. Weitman, and I would suggest it should be clear to you,
because you have to understand that actions have got consequences. And when people support murder of Jews, people pay the price. This is true in Gaza, this is true everywhere else. The time that Jews actually have no power to defend themselves is gone. And people will now have to bear the consequences of them supporting genocidal Nazis who are out to exterminate Jews.
We wondered how all of these migrants knew about this particular entryway into California. The answer was in their hands.
Oh, you learned on TikTok.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the borders are flooded with an occasional Chinese female, the uniquely rare Chinese child, and horde upon horde of Chinese military-aged males. Are they simply Chinese special recon teams?
China.
San Vicente, first of all, it's not a town. This is a camp that is built as a transit camp. And it is almost entirely Chinese. They are the opposite of forthcoming. And I've been to dangerous places before. I've been to places where people fear their government and can't talk to you because they feel it's not safe. This didn't feel like that at all. This felt like people who did not want to share information because it would be a mistake to do so.
I spoke with the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, Mark Green, and he told me, yes, he believes Xi Jinping is directing these people to come to America and perhaps act as saboteurs when Beijing directs them to do so. In the fiscal year 2023, you've got 24,000 Chinese nationals having been apprehended. That compares to just 2,000 people in 2022 and just 342 in 2021. So clearly Beijing sees the weakness in the White House as an opportunity to storm America, send these folks in here, and we don't know what their motivations are.
According to CCP textbooks, there is a tactic known as the armed work team behind enemy lines, a team that, under the leadership of CCP, goes deep into enemy-occupied areas to carry out armed, military, economic, and organizational construction behind enemy lines. Additionally, the FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, meekly published joint guidance on how to live off the land. To live off the land is a term regarding the sabotage of network routers utilizing botnet attacks designed to give Chinese attackers persistent access to the critical infrastructure.
Before the first shot is fired in a war on Asia, they're just going to turn off the lights, turn off the water, shut off the gas. Nothing in the U.S. will work. Just after he was elected, but before he took office, they had that famous lecture by a guy named Di Dongshang, a famous academic. He said, we own the White House. When Biden gets back into the Oval Office, we're going to determine American policy at the highest level.
If you took every single one of the FBI's cyber agents and intelligence analysts and focused them exclusively on the China threat, China's hackers would still outnumber FBI cyber personnel by at least 50 to 1.
We found out that the Chinese spy balloon was using an American internet provider and burst transmissions encrypted back to China, what they were finding around our nuclear facilities.
As the Biden administration crumbles, national security must be addressed post-haste by any remaining patriotic elements within America's military brass. Time and investigations will tell if Biden did the unthinkable, allowing Chinese biowarfare to eliminate U.S. citizens, followed by aiding enemy recon by Chinese spy balloons that revealed vulnerable military targets.
The president ordered the Air Force to shoot it down as soon as it reached the Atlantic Ocean.
What were the orders?
To shoot down a balloon 6 miles off the coast.
And allowing the CCP to position their soldiers within key choke points of critical infrastructure within the United States. John Bound reporting.
They have more FBI agents and more Department of Justice people focused on J6ers than they do China. Look it up. More agents focused on harassing the American people, more than 30,000 of them, than they do for the entire southern and northern border. This is all by design. We've been completely set up. They're trying to trick Russia and China into a war. Joel Skousen said this on my show 20 years ago, that around 2024, got to find that clip. You talk about tomorrow as soon as today. He would say it every time he came on. I'd say, hey, you said that a month ago. Okay, thank you, sir. Can we talk about these other subjects? He's really smart. By the way, get Joel Skousen on. He's now kicked it out further and doesn't think the war is going to happen right now, at least the last time I talked to him. But this is just, he's smart as hell. So Victor Boot is joining us, the famous Russian businessman and military company operator, kind of the Eric Prince of the Russians. He is coming up on the other side. This should be very, very informative and interesting.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
¶¶
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've always found military history extremely intriguing and interesting, and I'm somewhat of a novice historian, as viewers and listeners know. And I found Russia particularly fascinating, and all the major wars that have been between Russia and different parts of Europe. Well, now there's massive nuclear stockpiles on all sides, and every mainline analyst agrees that it's true when Putin says the world is the closest to nuclear war it's ever been. And instead of getting on the phone with Khrushchev like Kennedy did and stopping a nuclear war in 1962, Biden has not talked to Putin in over 30 months. The hotline has dust on it. Of course, Biden can't even string a sentence together. He's a puppet. But Obama, who really runs things, has not thought to do any of this. And now it's been going on for years, but they're not just going to give him a few dozen storm shadows a week to fire at Russian targets. Now they're going to start bombarding, not with some drones or smaller weapons, Moscow, but heavy missiles that blow up whole blocks. And I could spend an hour breaking down what's happening and how NATO troops have always been there fighting the Russians the last 10 years in Ukraine in a covert war. And now they're publicly flooding them into the area. And the classical escalation is here that has been war gamed more than any other war game is a nuclear war starting in the European theater with Russia. Now, it's amazing that we have this guest, Victor Boot, joining us. Very interesting person. I would liken him to the Russian Blackwater Eric Prince. He's had a lot of other businesses and things. He was kidnapped, even according to international law, by the DEA when he was in another country and taken and thrown into prison. He was recently, as you know, exchanged for a female basketball player, and he is now back in Russia. And he's been talking about trying to stop World War III very earnestly because I guess he loves his children too, as they say. So it's good to have him here, and he speaks very good English. He spent many years in prison. I'm not going to go over the whole bio because I don't want to burn up the time. I have a lot of big questions for him. We've prepared quite a bit for this interview since we discovered we were able to have it a few days ago. So, Victor, thank you for joining us. And I'm just going to kind of let you host the next hour or however long you'd like to stay with us, because I think you're really the expert of experts other than someone like Putin. You're the recognized expert on what is currently happening from the Russian perspective. So it's good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex Jones. It was, you know, for past 15 years listening to your program. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's painful to see how the planet, how the humanity, putting our own existence and the future of the all people who live in this beautiful planet into danger, into peril, by having the globalists deciding this is the time to commit massive suicide by starting nuclear war with Russia. So by some reason, they're thinking that the what's going on in Ukraine, they can, you know, do the dirty trick, initially sending, you know, 777 long-range 155-millimeter artillery guns, right, to damage. Then escalation goes very slowly. Then there is the Leopard, then there is Abrams, then there is F-16, by the way, which is capable to carry a tactical nuclear weapon, not even tactical. And looks like West doesn't want to hear what Russia is saying. Sooner or later, fortunately, we have to do what we have to do, is to stop and to really inflict the pain to the centers where they are taking the decision. I'm talking about those who are guiding this whole operation in Kiev, sitting in the bunkers, those who controlling a puppet Zelensky government, who is in fact not anymore even legitimate. Since May 20th, the Zelensky became a dictator, and he doesn't even want to talk about any election. Of course, during the war, whatever reason he's trying to explain, but reason is that the Zelensky most efficiently destroying Ukrainian with a speed, which is even a Hitler would be, you know, amazed with this, you know, success. And what is next? Do they try to just depopulate Ukraine from the Ukrainians or Russians? Because for us, it's our brothers and we cannot distinguish. Try to think of situation where both sides of the branches are speaking on the same language in the radio. What is this if it's not a civil war? And now think of this, that the regime, you know, criminal regime of the Biden, thinking, okay, you know, let Europe now, a Baltic state, Poland, Romania, we don't care about them. Let them be involved into this conflict, send their troops, put some French instructors, get this. And if there is would be a nuclear exchange, it should be just Europe. We are too far beyond the bond, and nothing will happen to us. But it's wrong. Russia perfectly know who are taking all decisions. So believe me, our answer would be directly to those who are, you know, took this plan into action, who are decided and pressing button, who are giving them information about which target in a deep Russia they have to aim. and looked like, you know, the how many times Russia tried to offer the chance to settle this peacefully. And conditions being quite, you know, normal. They have been realistic. It was conditioned, okay, Ukraine never can be part of the NATO. Ukraine has to be completely neutral and completely friendly. We're not trying to completely, you know, dissolve it. But right now, after these 2 years, there is no other future that completely finished with this. And it's like a cancer. If you cannot remove it, it will kill entire body. Unfortunately, this is what's happening now with Ukraine. And I'm almost sure there is no future for Ukraine as a state. As a result, they're going to lose all their sovereignty and then never will be existing like this state. Moreover, globalists use this pretext to completely put Europe on knees. And it's very strange was to see in the Europe, a continent which had De Gaulle and Churchill, never have a single leader who would stand up for the interest of the Europe, maybe except the Viktor Orban. And all the rest is just complete stooges who are ready to burn out own houses, completely destroy their own country.
Yeah, well, let's not forget Fico. Fico was really getting other people with Orban to try to stop World War III, and he got five bullets pumped into him.
Yeah, and what's happened to him? Yeah, yeah, that's right. And look, and this also, I would be not worried that they're going to try to attempt and completely remove Orban and, you know, even Trump. He is really in a danger because what's going on in America, it's exactly the same part of their playbook.
Well, well let me tell you, just so you know, because I'm not being dramatic here, and I've not even told many people this, or I haven't told the crew this, I haven't even told my wife this, but I'll just say it on air now. They've been bumping me every day. They took over my phone yesterday while I was talking to my lawyer and put CIA on it. They took the phone over and went CIA. And I turned the phone off. All the rest of it, I got another phone. But the point is that if they're messing with me and I'm just a popular talk show host, that means they've gone full war mode. And as soon as they convicted Trump, they have executed the accelerated attempt to they're getting ready to steal the election. They're ready for World War III. These people have gone into total megalomania mode. And I've been on there 30 years. I've got good instincts and my instincts, Mr. Boot are, I've never felt 1% of this much concern. I can intellectually see it, but at a gut level, I'm preparing for all of us to die. I mean, I think we're going to have a nuclear war right now. I think the globalists want to knock out main civilization. They think they're going to reemerge after this. They're all over our news, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. You know, I know you listen, you're smart, you don't need me to tell you, but they're everywhere saying the end of humans is great, we're going to get rid of people. These are crazy people. And I know a bunch of the insiders that try to get me to join them, they've built these huge bunkers all over the place. They think that's going to protect them. This is total insanity that's going on. And I see the signs personally, and then I see it on the micro and the macro and all of it, that we are in a time never before seen.
Well, Alex, many times in your show, you stated that this is not only Satanists. They are, you know, kind of the suicide cult. For them to do this massive suicide, to sacrifice entire human beings with the hope that they're going to survive somewhere in the bunkers is maybe ultimate, you know, sacred in their religion. And you're absolutely right. Everybody got feelings exactly the same because you understand that during Caribbean crisis, at least, you know, you're going to talk to the, you know, Khrushchev could talk to the Kennedy. Here, to whom you're going to talk? To the Biden, on which field he are, what kind of injection they're making to him? Are he's really in charge or he's just bio robot who acting like a stooge or puppet master?
So what you're saying is the only hope Russia has, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think what you're saying, Victor, is you're not claiming Trump's this panacea and that Trump's some Russian agent. He's obviously not. But at least if he was in, he'd be in charge and the phone could be answered again and we could talk. There's not even talking happening.
Not only this, but there is no even self-preserving mode. You know, nobody wants to be died for no reason, okay? Unless you are in suicide cult and you said, look, this is what I've been, you know, ready for. I want to be killed by the nuclear war. You remember you have this death by the cop when somebody tried to attack the cop and cop sitting back because you are too covered to kill yourself. Here, the globalists deciding, let's do suicide by trying to launch attack against Russia, and then Russia launch, hey, everything is over, and we are here, you know, surviving in our bunker in New Zealand, and after that, it would be, you know, perfect life. Well, there is a bad news. I guess that the Russia, the first try, would be all the decision-making centers in the United States, London, first of all, and then later on, we're going to deal with the Warsaw, you know, Baltic, and the Paris. Because even London. But what our government is still believing that, hey, if there is any adult left in that room, if anybody can pick up the phone and defend where it's going, if somebody, those general like Lloyd Austin, thinking just about allowing Ukraine to start, you know, hitting Russian territory deep inside and killing with no reason, innocent people, because they're aiming not on the military infrastructure. Ukrainians or their NATO, you know, puppet masters.
Yeah, yeah. Let's be clear. NATO's firing. Let's be clear. You're a weapons expert, but I've talked to people that I know that, let's just say, have been over there. The Ukrainians aren't running the storm shadows. They're not. It's NATO is, yeah, British troops, French troops. They're firing the missiles.
Yep. Right now, already, you know, there is a lot of opinion in Russia, and Putin trying to moderate, I would say, those who said, hey, why we are waiting? Why we are not answering? Why we are not destroying all these visitors? Because it's very easy to completely destroy the train which all these visitors arriving to Kiev. Why we are not bombing the center of Kiev with Zelensky and all his clique are there? Because we have hypersonic missiles. Nothing can stop them. But by some reason, you know, Putin deciding, no, we have to never cross that line. Let's leave the door open. Maybe they're going to, you know, walk up one day and decide, yes, it's time to negotiate. It's time to understand that Russia has its own sovereign interest, that Ukraine, it's not our turf. We shouldn't mess with Russia. Okay, you know, let's back off. Let's negotiate the settlement. And that's it. No, opposite. They're doing everything to really bring it to the nuclear exchange. And looks like every attempt they're trying to put into mouth of this lady who is the president, in brackets, of the Estonia, which is less than the small neighborhood in Moscow in population, trying to say, yes, we are ready to go and attack Russia. We're going to, you know, occupy it and destroy Moscow.
And by the way, Victor, you're saying things that are so important, and everything you say is so dead on from just my, as an American, wanting peace and freedom and the truth and justice. Your microphone's a little, it's way overdriven, but it's still amazing what you're saying. So I'm going to ask you just to take a break here while I talk for a moment and maybe turn your microphone input, you've got a control for that, down a little bit because you're a little overdriven, please. Folks, what he's saying...
Okay,
take your time. Putin told the West his strategy 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and before the invasion, 2.5, 3 years ago. He said, I don't want Ukraine. I'm going to create a buffer zone. I'm not going to hit civilians, and I'm going to bring in your NATO forces, and I'm going to just burn them. And he did that at great, great Russian sacrifice, okay? Because he wasn't going to let them move weapons up to the Russian border. So he did the bare minimum to not escalate in an escalatory situation, which if you study war fighting and large scale, you know, events and escalation, it's like the perfect move, the absolute minimum to stop it and defeat it. And then he did that. He did not target civilian targets. He went in, he lined it up, and then the Russians just took the full NATO attack, killed massive amounts of people. And then now the Russians are there, and he's got the main reserves, which are five times bigger, ready to go in. They're ready for the nuclear war, but they've already thrown in the cannon fodder, the pawns, but that's what you got to do in a war to not have your main force destroyed. And now they have NATO saying, hey, a nuclear war is not bad. Sean Penn will have a nuclear war. They're sending not hundreds, but thousands of heavy missiles in to provocate and start blowing up Russian cities imagine if this was going on. So this is psychotic. It is a death cult. It is a suicide cult. And he hit the nail on the head. This is a sacrament to these people. These are Satanists. And I cannot express enough to you that are not Satanists who haven't studied the enemy. This is a global death cult. They have advanced technology. They have life extension. They don't want the rest of the public to have it. They want to end civilization because the elite is so scared of AI in the general public's hands, overthrowing their manipulation, that they don't want to lose control. So this attempt at World War IV, CIA calls the Cold War World War III, is really a desperate Western globalist attempt to destroy the infrastructure of technology to then reemerge with controlled technology and kind of a Hunger Games scenario where it's all triage and very small, elite, compact, high-tech cities, Elysium, with everybody else who's allowed to survive as agrarian servants of that, where they can go back and forth from their high-tech bases to the old world. So they'll have us like in 15th century or 14th century or 13th century New Dark Age for the survivors, and then they will be the gods over us. And I'm telling you the actual enemy plan from deep research. And that's why you look at it and go, why would you want a nuclear war and blow up everything? Because this is a psychotic death cult. The reason we're saying all this is we know that the minions at the FBI and the CIA and in the bureaucracies have not read in on this. But if you do enough research deeply and scan all of it, then you get the real plan. And if you're willing to admit the horror of it, which most people can't, because it's so diametrically opposed to common sense of good people, they cannot accept it because it's so insane. But they have their method, and they're doing it. Now, the good news is we're ahead of them. They admit they're losing, and the plan's not going well. The problem is, that makes them even double down more to do the plan and convinces them that they were right. So I think we're going to have a nuclear war. I think we're all dead. Now, currently on this trajectory, if we continue on 6 months from now, maybe even sooner, half of the Northern Hemisphere is dead. It'll cause a new ice age, a new dark age. I mean, most estimates are 80% of the world population after a nuclear war is dead within 3 years. Okay, so this isn't fear porn. This is happening. Victor, I'm sorry I interrupted. I think you fixed your mic. Your sound overall good. People can hear you, but it's a little bit overdriven. You just heard this horrible dystopian thing I said, but I think that's the reality. What is your take on what I just said?
You're absolutely right, because since the get-go, what's going on in Ukraine, it's not only they're trying to attack Russia, and we in Russia perfectly understand that we're standing for the future of humanity. Because this globalist cult, by forcing everybody into this gender confusion, destroying nuclear family, destroying means of survival, this mass deindustrialization, which initially they used, unfortunately, Americans as a test lab. You know, they run all this operation first on own population, and it looks like American government after old people try and completely eradicate original Americans, replace them with something, trying to see how it works, preparing, laying down with the FEMA, with the old one, how we're going to control the entire world. So this is a test ground where they're trying to see a future world order. Initially, you deindustrialized, put people in the rust belt, completely helpless without nothing. So there is only way is to deal with the drugs and the sex just to learn any living. It's complete chaos. But what's going on afterwards? Do they care? No, absolutely not. They don't care about Americans. And in this case, we are here just praying to God that sooner or later, there is those patriots who are amongst those globally, who amongst the military in the United States will refuse to these illegal orders to destroy entire nation and get this, back to the normal. At least, you know, last moment, I hope that something can happen and they can, you know, do what any human being, you know, forget about all the differences, this or that or this, when it takes its survival of the entire humanity.
Incredibly well said. Incredibly well said, Victor.
How to not let, and because you many times in your program, many times people call you. You have your own, insights, and those real patriots, American patriots, who are in contact with you, who are telling you what's going on. I remember how it was developing with what's going on, you know, on another level when, you know, happened with the General Flynn, what will happen with the Trump administration. It's all the same scenario. And now, unfortunately, you know, the old chicken come back to roost in back where it started. So before, Americans been very good to staging order revolution all over the place. And finally, with the 2020 election, they just do it in America. It's a typical orange revolution. Stealing, cheating. You know, I guess that on 2020, the justice in America was completely dead and dead. Nothing can be done. There is, you know, what they're doing to you. And you are now for what, past 10 years, you know, kind of subject of the attack. They're trying to ruin you financially. They're going after you this one. They're trying to shut you down almost constantly. Why? Because it's a miracle that you are still on air, and the miracle they don't yet kill you. Because those voices like you can really change the history. It's a very important. The people know they're not alone, which is globalists want to split us into small groups that fighting. But Americans better than this. Sooner or later, those great Americans who are very, you know, and this is why we are Russian, we're sharing a lot of common characteristics with you guys, you know. I think sooner or later, the great American bear from Yellowstone will wake up. You know, even it would be a great, you know, bear with a huge head and start fighting back to the global.
Well, it's true.
You know, and this is the only solution.
And they wouldn't be trying to kill us and shut us down and put you in prison and all the rest of it if their plan was going well. We have a real shot at beating this. We got to go to break and join some stations. We're on hundreds of radio stations. And by the way, you're also a regional legislator, governor. We're going to come right back and talk about solutions. We've told you how dangerous it is. We can get more into that because that's really the key. Oh. But also real solutions and Trump. And I put together a bunch of questions with my crew that I want to go over with you. So stay with us as long as you can. And, of course, I hope you write a book soon. I hope there's a website. You're very humble. You're a very famous man all over the world. And is there anywhere people can visit you online or check you out?
Well, not yet, but soon, you know, when I will start launching my Telegram channel and maybe YouTube channel, let's see. So far, I'm just, you know, trying to organize.
I just love how humble Russians are, because you're super smart, man. You're like a serious weapon for Russia. I don't know why they're not using you. If I was Putin, I'd have you thrown directly up there on national television every day. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right. Victor Boots here, very interesting guy. I studied the case when it happened, when they grabbed him, the DEA illegally. It was all BS as usual. It's the same thing. We're trying to stop World War III. You hear an articulate, accomplished Russian with an amazing background in the regional legislature in government. And you barely even hear about this guy in the West or even Russia. He's a smart guy. This is what the Russians are like when you talk to him. And what he's saying is true, folks. The West is insane and is literally trying to start a nuclear war and following the exact war game doctrine. They're using the war game doctrine to stop a nuclear war to start one. This is a shorter segment. We join a bunch of stations that join us in 6 minutes. But finishing up with the danger of nuclear war and Putin's restraint, which I think is very clear, and the failure of what NATO thought was going to happen and what you right now on the trajectory we're on, Victor, think's going to happen.
Well, we're expecting that sooner or later we have been forced to really create a, sanitary zone to prevent that they attacking our cities like Belgorod, which is not very far off border. If you look on the map since the get-go when Russia withdrew its troop during the agreement in Istanbul, which is then immediately was trashed because Boris Johnson says, no way, despite all the text and the conditions being already approved by the both sides. So what they're doing, they've been not only shelling for 10 years constantly, it's Donetsk and the Lugansk region. Think of this. Every year in the peaceful city where there is no any military targets, I'm talking about Donetsk, at least 155 millimeter shells are landing just randomly into the hospitals, into schools, into normal residents. And despite that, they're thinking they're going to intimidate Russians to, back off or do something. No, opposite. We are more consolidated, we are more decided, and we're more determined. That's why, there is no forceful mobilization. Every month there is enough people signing on voluntarily to join the military forces, going for the trek, and to participate into this combat field because they know what is at stake. At the same time, they are shelling a Belgorod, which is, just 20 miles from Ukrainian border, and they start killing just, there is a car with just people traveling, and the Ukrainians had the guts to send FBI drones just to hit this car. Perfectly aware that there is nobody in this car, nobody in the fatigue, they're not going to any, there is nothing there. Why are they doing it? Just trying to intimidate, just trying to cause more anger. The same way they orchestrated this horrendous attack on the proper city in Moscow when they've been, trying to kill visitors to this concert hall. As a result, about 400 people being dead and burned out alive because it's all, they try to blame ISIS. Yeah, finally they've been a ISIS member, but who fired? Finally,
well, we know ISIS is a cutout of MI6 and the CIA. That's not even denied.
Yeah, and I remember, yes, if they've been dropping them since get-go, ammunition, weapons, and supplying everything, I perfectly remember that story, but this is an issue. So this escalation reaching to this point where the West don't want to hear the warning, which Russia says, hey, guys, it's coming too far. We know what it is. Russia made just recently a tactical nuclear weapon test together with the Belarus because last year Russia transferred to Belarus tactical nuclear weapons on the Iskander missile system. So this is the final warning. What is next? Most probably Russia will do the test of the tactical.
Stay there. I've got to join some stations. 1 minute break, Victor Boot. But for those who don't know in threat escalation, if you don't want to escalate, you do a nuclear test to show not the globalists that want the war, the people, so that we say we don't want this. Okay? So this is the last, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the U.S. destroyers shot right by the Russian ships and said, next we're going to blow your ship up. And of course, K Kennedy had put Nike missiles with nukes in Turkey at Russia. That's why Russia did that. That's admitted, but it's not in the history books. So that's where we are, folks. Stay with us back in 60 seconds.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's a pretty big interview. It's Victor Boot, and we're really honored to have him. And everything he says, I want to interrupt because it's so true, and I want to add points because I like to live. I don't like nuclear war, and the crazy people that have opened our borders and destroying our country and have tested everything, as he said, on us are looking around and going, who's left? There's the Russians and the Chinese. And the Chinese communists were globalist clients. They do horrible stuff. I see them as another predatory state. But regardless, even Xi Jinping 10 years ago said, you know what? We're not going to not have kids anymore. We're not committing suicide. You built us up and gave, you know, let us do all this as your client, as your minion. We're not your bitch anymore. And so I want everybody to have kids. And so the New World Order's lost China. So they're moving in the right direction. Russia, after 85 years of being under the New World Order manipulation to a certain extent, you know, Stalin kicked a lot of it out, but for at least 20 years, it was the MI6 running, in my view, Lenin, who was like handing Ukraine over, which was where Russia was born, all the rest of it. Victor can disagree, but it's my own research of it. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. He has deeper knowledge, so correct me if I'm wrong. But looking at this, they just don't like people they can't run over. Like they attacked the Midwest and the South because he said it. He's been here in prison for decades. He's like, these people are a lot like us. And it's true. When you actually talk to Russians, it's like talking to somebody from Texas. And, you know, and Texas is not even, is only half of what Texans were. And I'm not putting down everybody that moved here. But, I mean, like, Texans I knew growing up, like, never lied, never bullshitted, and wouldn't take your shit and were dead on. And it was like, I didn't understand how great it was to be a Texan. I didn't know how great my people were, how strong they were. And now I look around and I see who else is strong, who else is honorable, who else is human. But I think you mentioned it as a gestalt, but we should go through it. Let's talk about Soros bragging 10 years ago, the overthrow of the Ukrainian government, what they did to Russia, the shelling of Russians, the attack, trying to get Putin to attack, trying to get Putin's hardline to remove him because he wouldn't do it, and then finally Putin acting with I have to say exactly what I would do. I mean, I've looked at it all. I was like, that is the best answer I would come up with, which is really weird because they call me a Russian agent. I don't even know Russians, have never been there, but I would like, that's exactly what I would do. I look at it and it's like a mirror. I'm like, this is like, and the New World Order doesn't know how to deal with this level of chess and they're losing. So now they want to go full on. So talk about what happened, the buildup, where, how bad it's going to go, your predictions of when the nuclear war happens, and then the battle cry of peace, Victor Boot, how we stop this together peacefully as humans that want to live and not kill each other.
Well, you know, Alex, as we say, any government is a fiction existing while we only believing in it or supporting it. And it's very important right now. Because look at the example, what happened in Hungary last week when the Viktor Orban announced that he will not allow Hungary to be pushed into war with Russia and that NATO is preparing for the war with Russia, that everything is done to put the European countries into direct war, what happened in Budapest. hundreds and thousands of people went on the street for the peace protest. Did you hear about this? No, because the globalist mainstream media put gag on it. Like, it's never happened.
That's right. The Ukrainians have had their main political parties banned. They banned the Orthodox Church. Zelensky's a dictator. The Ukrainians are in the streets despite the threat of death. Sorry, go ahead.
And look what's happened in Ukraine. If you look into the sources, Ukrainian ones, not Russian, it's not Russian propaganda. They're catching anybody, adult men, who can walk on the street, grabbing into the van, bringing into this military recruitment center. And after 3 days, this guy on the front line cannot surrender because the, you know, on the back there is a special unit who have to kill you if you're going to desert or surrender. So, and this is a extermination of the population of Ukraine. So, and where we hear something from all these, you know, human rights activists or those who are for democracy, for the people. Where is the peaceful movement into the Europe or in the United States? Remember what happened during the Vietnam War. How much was protest against the war? Why we never see the protest in Europe? Very rarely something happened and it's immediately squashed by this. It's not organized. Any, you know, dissent now are not tolerated and all democracy are dead. It's only left a just, you know, shiny, you know, packing from this cake, and cake was eaten long time ago, guys. And this is the problem. So right now, if we want to stop the war, we as all humans has to say, hey, we don't want to take bullshit from this politician. Let's go and tell them that we don't want the war. This is a election year in the America. It's election year in many other countries. But there is a problem. They don't care. So population has to be in the street protesting. Where is the BLA, you know, Black Lives Matter, BLM movement? Because they've been the first who will be killed in this war because they're living exactly in all, you know, concentration of population. Why are they not on the street? Why are they not rioting before the White House and calling this, hey, stop killing, stop the war. We don't want to die because this war will come to every household. Doesn't matter where you live in the globe, sooner or later. But believe me, in America, if we've been be attacked, we will be, you know, forced to attack those who took this decision. And this is the problem.
Yeah, they're trying to push, they're trying to push Russia into being the bad guy. And you mentioned this earlier, but people need to understand that this is all well planned out. They're wanting a nuclear war. We have to admit that's the reality, and we have to say no to this. And I'm going to explain Americans. Americans have been drunk on entertainment because we were the most powerful thing after World War II. So the psychological warfare experts came in here and they diverted America. So the average American lives in a la-la land. They're starting to wake up. They think Russia's like Mars or Pluto. It's like 50 million miles, 100 million miles away. It's only 5,000-6,000 miles away, 7,000, depending on where you are in the U.S. They don't know how little the planet is. And so to them, it's like, yeah, 80% in polls don't want the war. They don't want their money going there, but it's still like a TV show on Netflix. No, the war in Ukraine and the attack on Russia is not a Netflix TV show, folks. It's goddamn nuclear war. It's real. It's not a TV show. It's not Star Wars. It's not Sylvester Stallone and Rocky. It's the end of the world. And speaking of the Russians, for whatever reason, because it's such a giant landmass, And the Russians controlled for, you know, 500, 600, 700 years, depending on the time. It's more than twice the size of the U.S. It's got more resources in Africa. The globalists won it. They're like, why should these people be in charge of it? Well, it's their country. It's their people. They did it. It's theirs. Instead of making a deal and working with them, like Trump wants to do, he says, God, let's just do business. That's a normal, like a marriage, instead of a normal human thing of, hey, let's work, let's do stuff together, let's build space bases, let's do moon bases. Instead of all that, the globalists have won so much on us, they think, well, we're just going to win here. So that's where we are, is that they don't want Russia to control its resources. They think they can beat Russia because they're so arrogant, and most of the leaders are lawyers. They're not even military anymore. Like 50 years ago, our leaders making decisions were military. They didn't think you could be in charge unless you'd been a hero when you were 20 years old and then proved everything, were intelligence operative and did everything right, and you were the best, and the money guys put them in charge because they were the best. Now it's lawyers that think it's propaganda and BS that puts them in charge. And I know I'm ranting, Victor, but I'll go back to you. I'm just trying to explain to people that this decision has been made by people that have never put on a uniform, never been in a fist fight, never, so they have a normalcy bias that they can somehow get away with this. And that's what makes this so incredibly dangerous, is that they think Russia belongs to them and it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. And they're thinking they're going to finally force us to go on our knees and beg for the peace, or agree to some, you know, halfway solution, or agree to the temporary ceasefire so they can just rearm the stooges again, the Nazi regime, and, you know, get enough time to start producing enough shells to send again and keep doing it. No way. It ain't happening. You know, we are people who, in every family, we are, as a sacred for us, to keep memory of our grandfathers who died protecting, who sacrificed their life for protecting the Russia. And they don't really there have been thinking, oh, this is a Bolshevik regime, why we should protect it. Doesn't matter what. Including those immigrants who was not disagreeing with the Bolsheviks, who went to exile. Almost none of them joined the Nazis to fight Russia. And this is where the motherland become priority, and survival of the motherland is a priority for us. Look, every generation in my family, like in any other family, we went for the past 100 years for tremendous destruction, tremendous war, tremendous rebuild, tremendous social change and experiment. And how Putin said, I guess that Russia already exhausted our limit for all social experiments. We just want to be left alone and live by ourselves, trying just to rebuild the country, make it most comfortable, most safe. You know, we invested a lot in agriculture. Now Russia become a basket, a food basket for entire world.
Because the globalists are cutting off the food. Russia's smart. Putin knew 10 years ago. He goes, the New World Order is going to cut the food off to all their people. Our main mission is food. Now, he cut the defense budget then and said, food. That is, I saw that. I was like, he knows their plan.
Yeah, but this program was started, in fact, not 10 years ago. I would say starting from 2000, early 2000, because then our agriculture was completely in ruins, and nobody would believe we would be able to achieve at least food security, where we would produce everything we need here. Right now, Russia is, on many products, become a global exporter of the food, and only those tropical foods and some fruits, which is because of our climate, are not really happy to grow here. You know, we still have to buy outside. So this is a huge achievement.
No. I understand it was a problem before. I'm just saying Putin clearly sees they're shutting the food off worldwide, and he understands that's real currency.
Yeah. And look, he tried all this time to have some kind of the deal with the globalists to say, hey, you know, leave me alone. Let me go this. Okay, you have your own rules. I don't mind what you do. Just, you know, let's have a kind of the rules.
Yeah, if you want to cut your son's dicks off, you go ahead and cut your son's dicks off. We're not cutting our son's dicks off.
Right.
He literally said that.
We will not allow this. That's right. Yeah. And he says no propaganda of the
gay. Have you noticed the new dictator they put in, the Bilderberg, former deputy head of the EU in Poland, literally the first mission he did is we're going to cut our son's dicks off. I mean, that's a cult. Cut your son's dicks off.
Yeah, it's a. But look, this is another step on total human life elimination. What happened with all those, you know, confused youngsters who apparently deciding to change their sex, to change their gender? They never anymore able to reproduce. So even you remove 10% of this, or you remove, you know, 15% of population, so that's it. You already killed them. They are lost in their line. They would never procreate. And we've been created by our creator to live and procreate, you know, and do everything we can. And this is where, you know, we understand perfectly that this is a death by a thousand small cuts. It's the culture. It's the music. Look what happened on this Euro or whatever vision, music contest this year. Did you saw this?
I saw it. It's men dresses women targeting children. So let me raise something you mentioned earlier. I got so many questions, sir. It's so great to have you. Vicar Boots, our guest here. Looking at this, this is the point I wanted to hit. I'm not kissing the Russians' ass, but it's just a historical fact. And I look at it and I can only admire strength and courage. Napoleon looked at all this and said, I've already conquered Europe. I'm going to go here. He gets destroyed. Hitler says, my only threat's the Russians. Nobody else can beat me, which was true. He knew he could beat, let's be honest, folks, he could beat us. So he turns with Operation Barbarossa and goes into this and kills 20-something million Russians. The Russians killed 20-something million of them. And both my grandfathers were in World War II, and they were in the European theater. And I know we lost 600,000, but, folks, that's like 26 million Russians, 24 million Germans. You know, you had all the other people together, a million dead soldiers. We were like bystanders, bench warmers in this, okay, even though my grandfathers were dropping bombs on Germany in World War II. So you have to understand that this is going on, and the genius of the plan was to, for 10 years or more, build up Ukraine that are some of the toughest, meanest Russians there are. That's where Russia comes from. That's mama. And so you get the biggest, toughest, meanest Russians to then attack Russia. That was genius, Victor. And I think you'll say the Ukrainians have fought like hell. These are some hard-fighting people, but the Russians have killed their brothers because they had to. So explain that to people. That was the genius. How do you beat Russia? Napoleon couldn't do it. Hitler couldn't do it. We'll get the Russians to do it. We'll get the Russians to kill each other, which they want a civil war here now. They want Americans to kill each other.
Yeah, that's why I told you it's in fact civil war, because only Russians can fight Russians. And that's why you remember when the Putin in an interview said there is was the case, and it's true, that when the Ukrainians surrendered and Russian, commander unit told to this small group there, hey, surrender, we will guarantee your life, get out. And what Ukrainians answered them, Russian never surrenders. So these people are still in deep of their soul, understand they are Russian. And that's why I'm telling you this is a civil war. And they are forced to do this. And believe me, there is so many family which is a split between Ukraine and Russia. So you can't really make a quiet line. Think of this. Let me give you that example. Let's think that by some reason Texas got independent. And then the globalists decided, how are we going to fight the United States? Oh, very simple. Let's go and create some heroes. Who is a Nazi, remember something, and to say this is called. And then we will decide and, invent that there is, there is a Texan twang. So this is now official language. We will use all these, the slang terms and the nice words which is used there, official. And we will force everybody to speak only this one. You're not allowed to speak English, despite everybody in Ukraine speaking and thinking in Russian at homes. And then you have this language. So they start with the language. They start with the culture. They rewrite the books of history. They start, brainwash the kids.
They shut down the Orthodox Church.
Yeah, this is where, they created a clone of the Orthodox Church, which people don't want to support. Unfortunately, Biden administration used it that some machination and this, that the patriarch in the Constantinople or Istanbul gave them kind of autonomy. But then they took, and believe me, the Lavra in, Puchovka Lavra in Kiev place, because that's where the Mother Russia started. So this is where our ancient history started. There were all our leaders, dukes and tsars.
And by the way, you're Russian. I always butcher it, but it translates to like Slav the Wise was his priest 1,000 years ago, right? And so the word Slav comes from him. Is that right?
Well, it's a very different. I can't really, dispute. There is a many versions from where.
The point is, Putin told Tucker Carlson this. It's a long story. It's a long story.
Yeah, long story. On my understanding, we are Slav because we are always praising our creator, our God, our Lord for what existing. And this is why we are Slavyani, because we are praising. And Slavic is to give a praise to something. So this is,
Who was the leader 1,000 years ago that basically, I read about it, he created Ukraine, he was called Slav the Wise, and then they ran off the Muslims, and the Muslims took over, then the Moscows came in and defeated the Muslims, so that's how more of the Eastern Russia became the dominant.
Yeah. When you're talking about, no, the that time it was not the Muslims who took over. The reason was a nomad from the east, but at the same time, the reason was also invaders, Teutonic Huns, and Teutonic orders of the Crusaders from the west to try also attack Russia.
Yeah, so Russia, and Ukraine are getting attacked from what the west and the east constantly. So there's a point.
Well, look, Alex, let's be very clear. The term Ukraine was invented like 120 years ago by Austro-Hungarian Empire, who doesn't know how to quell the pro-Russian protest in Galicia, the area of the Western Ukraine that they've been controlling. So because the people was printing their Russian newspaper, when you call them who you are, they will say, we are Russians. Which is a, like we are Ruskie, so Rusin, they're Orthodox, so they feel the part of the Russian nation. So what decided, they said, oh, we need to create something. How are we going to create? We're going to manipulate. We're going to brainwash them, feel that they are special, that they're different. It's all sets up of the secret police of the, Vienna, who decided this way we're going to control, and all their attempts, plus everything. If you go deep, what is a, even on these Ukrainian Nazis, they saying, look, basically, it's not like Ukrainian nation existing. They themselves saying, we have to create Ukrainian nation. We have to cut every, we have to completely eradicate the memory of our population.
And that's what Putin tried to describe. It's like if another country grabbed Massachusetts and said it was never part of America, except it's not a 250-year-old history.
Right.
It's 1,000 years old. It's ridiculous. I mean, you can read any history book and like Ukraine's where Russia was born.
Yeah, that's right. And we never had this understanding of Ukraine, and if not the policy of the Lenin who decided
Why do you think Lenin gave Ukraine away and made it? Why do you think he did that?
Well, because this is what... Because, look, who is the Lenin? Who was behind the Bolsheviks to create the coup and brought this power? Of course, the globalists. So he was a part of globalists. Coup. And only Stalin, when he realized, oh, shit, what they're doing. Because what the first thing during Lenin was happening, it was immediately announced a free love. You can have a sex without marriage everywhere. There is was no history in the school. And only Stalin reintroduced back to say, hey, stop with this. Liberties. It should be a nuclear family. It should be history in the school. And he stopped putting a strict discipline where the party was involved when somebody even tried to divorce. And it was a big deal if you was cheating or having extramarital affair with somebody else during the conflict. Why? For the reason, because he knew what is the plot. But basically, Stalin, when he finally gained control and said it, he completely, 180 degrees, turned out the force where the
And that's how he went from America and England's friend to the worst guy ever. When he said to...
Yeah, that's right. Because he didn't want to destroy the Russia. He stopped and changed
our... And even when Trotsky ran
up
to Mexico to take over the U.S., Stalin did us a favor and and got him. But he didn't stop the disease.
Yeah, but from where... Look, from where all these communists came to create this revolution, They all been on the boat of the ship who departed New York Harbor,
And I'm not interrupting you, Victor Boot. I'm not interrupting you because I don't want you to say this. I've got to go to break. It's a hard break. We're on radio stations. We're back in a couple minutes. We're going to go right to you. Say the history of the Bolsheviks, funded out of New York, British intelligence, all of it, and the Russians figured it out. And I'm not trying to lionize Stalin, but compared to Lenin, he was an angel. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Victor Boot, the interviews don't get bigger than this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Biomineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we have an amazing guest that you never get to see on national U.S. TV. They try to censor everywhere. Victor Boot, the only comparison, I'm not saying it's an even close comparison, is to like an Eric Prince for Russia. And he's here with us right now. He's also a regional legislature leader. And he was obviously in a whole cooked up globalist prison cell for a long time. And I'm not going to get into the background of that. Most people know about it who pay any attention. But the time we have left, I know I say I give you the floor. I keep jumping in because everything you're saying, I believe what you're saying. I know it's true. I don't like just, oh, this Russian tells me this. I believe it. It's like what I believe because I study this. I do this. This is what I do.
during the little short break, my lawyers are calling me. The court is about to rule whether to shut us down or not today. I don't want to announce this until I've actually confirmed all of it. They haven't closed the court hearing yet, but the judge said no to the plan to close us that the CRO he appointed just tried to pull. So, but I got to get my ducks in a row after he leaves us. We can tell you about this. And then some fools will say, oh, this is a publicity stunt. You know, you said you could be shut down. I had to literally stop people closing the building myself and say, I'm calling the police this weekend. And so in a war, folks, it goes on and on. And because we survive a few more times, we'll go, well, then this must not be real. No, we're hard to kill, but we're very close. And I don't want to prove it to you when this gets shut down. I mean, it's killed our sales at InfoWarsStore.com, me telling you about this. People think it's being shut down, and it may be. I'm just being honest. So in a way, it kills us anyways that I had to admit they're killing us. So it's paradoxical. But the fact that they're moving so hard on us with deep state action shows that the time we're in, the enemy is desperate. You can say, great, they're losing. Yeah, but it's Pyrrhic because they're so crazy and they've got nuclear weapons. So it's an incredible time. So Victor, we've got like 30 minutes left. I really appreciate your time. I want to get you back soon. Hope you write a book. I hope you don't die in nuclear war. I hope this all stops. But Victor Boot, I've got a lot of questions I didn't even get to. I've asked some of them. What is most important you want to impart to people about what's happening? What is your view of Trump? I researched it. I know I've been accused of being a Russian agent, which kind of made me then go talk to Russians. Well, I'm accused of working with these people. I might as well talk to who I'm supposedly runs my life. It's just people don't want to die. Don't want to have a nuclear war. What is your view on Trump? Now, I was talking to Jack Posobiec. He kind of had the same question I had today when I talked to him. He's a really smart guy. What do you think will happen if we can get Trump in? Why are they so scared of Trump? And then would that, obviously, Trump would immediately, he says, open the dialogue. He says he can end the Ukraine war in a day. I know he can because he'll cut the Western funding off, and that's why they're so scared. So why is the West so scared of Trump, in your view? And what do Russians really think about Trump, and where do you think this is going?
Look, one thing is clear. The Trump is for real. He is the real and he is alive comparing to those pictures we've been seeing somebody, like a zombie moving, missing, seeing the, you know, spirit trying, need a aid to direct you where to go, trying to handshake invisible, you know, skeletons which are haunting him. So this is a one thing. We can discuss all the points, but at least he is a real person who is honestly, full-heartedly not willing to see how America being ruined and killed by the globe. And I guess he learned all the mistakes he committed during the first term when he went into administration and decided, never mind, I'm going to go and make a deal with the CIA. I'm going to go and make a deal with the FBI. They're going to good guys. I talked to them. Everything is set. He tried to bring his art of the deal into practice with the politician. But what he didn't realize, because even if you deal with the mafia, they would ever cap their world because Trump was a developer in business in New York. And they even definitely knowing how the real world works. But here, he was dealing with those who would say you yes, and the same moment, you know, stab you on your back. That's exactly what happened. So this is a, you know, situation where we all hope that Trump finally will quickly act after he was inaugurated and literally make sure that this deep state or those globalists who are fully controlling American administration would be unable to make more harm to the human being on the planet and stop killing, first of all, Americans. And then immediately all conflicts in the war would be over. Think of this. What's happening in Israel? What's happening in the Middle East? What's happening? I mean, any conflict, there is either sponsored by American or financed by American or American doing by proxy. So this is a really problem, this globalist. And this, in this situation, I see the Trump as a really savior for American nations who can stop that destruction of it, stop bleeding, and try to, you know, stabilize its position. Look, for these four years in his first term, he quickly you know, kick-started American economy. And then the globalists brought in pandemic just to kick. Think of this. It wouldn't be pandemic and all the damage would happen with this. That's what they use as the main selling point. Oh, you see, pandemic, Trump are doing mistake, Trump are doing this. Though, only because of his effort and his, you know, special program where the vaccine's been quickly done. But now, of course, now it's a big question whether this vaccine killed more people than do any health, you know, and long-term consequences of this vaccination. But on that period, Trump honestly believed that this is the solution. So this time, I guess he has to rely on real patriots, not those traitors who would say, I will take bullets for Trump, like his lawyer, Michael Cohen, and then, you know, immediately flip when he got little hit on him. And all these, people like John Bolton, like another one, I guess he really need to do his homework to get a real proper team who really will do job, not just tapping in the back when they see, opportunity for this. Of course, America now more than ever needs to really address and heal itself and put new life into dying nation. To stop this, globalist running amok and destroying everything in America. You know, I really worried that with this replacement of population which is happening, with this law of drug, which is DEA actually controlling, another 20, 30 years, what would be left from America, including...
And let's expand on that. We're being sucked dry to fund the New World Order. You're right. We're the target nation. And I got to say this because I don't just say stuff, folks. People know that. I say what I'm thinking. You are better than I am at crystallizing it, and English is a second language to you or a third. Because I was there. I saw it. I knew that Trump got completely surrounded except for Steve Bannon and Flynn, who they're both trying to put in jail. And I didn't want to brag about this because I got so attacked. I'm smart enough. I'm not an intelligence guy. I wasn't in the military. But because of 30 years of this, I know everybody. And I'm a veteran of the Fight for America. I would write reports to Trump. I talked to him all the time when he was running and for the first year. And I was saying, Fiona Hill works for Soros. This guy does. Get rid of them. He'd fire them. They'd flip out. They started, a lot of stuff happened to me. And I realized my phones were all obviously tapped. I never bragged on air this was going on. And a lot of stuff went in because I analyzed stuff and I was warning Trump. That's how I know how real he is, because later when they put General Kelly in, that was in the Associated Press, they said, the main mission is to keep Trump away from Alex Jones and InfoWars. And then that happened, and they would indict anybody that I was working with. They tried to indict me, and it shows how weak the globalists are. It's not how powerful Alex Jones is. I could go down who's in his administration and go, Fiona Hill, the McMasters, they work for Soros, they're on the board. And I would go, Trump would go, what? Are you kidding? That's why this is happening. He would fire them. And it was childlike thing I was doing. It wasn't even hard. It was like I was doing an eighth grade, research paper or something. And I realized he was completely surrounded by trash and they were all lying to him. And so I know Trump's real because he's confident. He's smart. He thinks about money and freedom and prosperity. He looks at Russia, the biggest country in the world, and goes, he looks like a woman. He's married to Eastern European. He goes, I want a business. Me. He went to Kim Jong-un and said, why you got people slaves? We'll build casinos and hotels and airports everywhere. Korea is the most successful country in the world south of you, South Korea. Why are you? And Kim Jong-un cried. And he basically, behind the scenes, I was told, said, China runs me. I can't. They really run me. He's like a little kid crying. He wants to build all, but he's literally just a puppet by China's enslaved. And I don't know, you got to be allied with China. I get it. But the point is that this is sick. And Trump does not want to kill people. He does not want to blow up all his golf courses for nuclear war. He's not a death cultist. And that's why they don't like him. And we've got to get behind him. What do you make of 200? Now it's 250 million raised in 4 days, breaking all records massively. What does the deep state Victor Boot do now with your amazing understanding of this that Trump is surging? I think they go to assassination, or they're going to stage false flags and say Trump supporters killed a bunch of black people. I think that's the next move.
Yeah, exactly. Moreover, look what they're doing right now to you. You are the voice of the resistance. For all these years, you've been sometimes only one who've been telling to all these stations, because you are almost on every corner of America can be heard on the local station. So you've been telling them truth. And you earn your, you know, followers, not because you've been nice to them or you've been telling them some trash. No, you've been telling them the truth. You've been telling them from get-go about Trump, about all this conspiracy. They dub you as a, you know, lord of conspiracy. They're telling you they went after you. So for them, very important. First of all, to shut down you. Why? Because then there is, would be no single voice telling to the people what's really going on. Because look what's happened with the mass media. They ban all alternative sources. Very soon, they're going to even limit access population of United States, of the West, including Europe, to even the Telegram. Why? Because it's too free. They can't control it. If they can't control it, they're going to ban it. Second point, they're going to try to really attempt on the life of the Trump, and they said, oh, sorry, you know, we killed him. Whoever come afterwards would be not even maybe strong enough or maybe stupid enough to understand what's really going on. And we can finally, after a couple of months of negotiation, reattach string to this and make our that replacement of the Trump, you know, good new puppet. Because everybody has their families, they have their interests, they have their kids. Who knows, maybe they're going to get hostages of Trump family and put him to negotiate something. So in this level, I guess all American people have to do their maximum to really show to the global. If you mess up with this, it would be, you know, our strong response. Look, if people go to the street in America, the real America, who they are, it's over. It's 2 days and it's over. Forget about January 6th. It was a joke.
I was about to say, we got set up. He was supposed to speak in the Capitol. They set us up. If we were really trying to take over, we would have. And they know that.
Yeah, exactly. But think of this. If people everywhere will go on the street, not only in D.C., but everywhere. That's it. Who? Police going to attack own people? Hell no. Military, they're going to send military against American people. I guess this military will going to arrest their own generals, put them in a lock and come and speak to the people. So this is a moment for another American revolution. And this American revolution at this time will prevent the nuclear war, will save the humanity from this stuff. Believe me.
But we've got to be, when you say revolution, I think of a velvet revolution of ideas, because I think if they could trick anybody into violence, they win. I mean, they want, the globalists want violence. They're trying to pre-program a civil war, and sure. I understand that the default of like George Washington would be go to war, but it's more sophisticated. Do you agree with me that it should be an ideological victory and civil disobedience, but no violence?
Sure, because the violence is the last thing which can happen. But look, we're in such state that I guess God will lead those brave hearts who will lead the people for saving of the America, saving of the planet. And believe me, everybody in the world are now the same way like you praying to God to prevent this nuclear war, praying to God to give strength and the, you know, understanding to our leaders. Praying to God that, you know, even among the enemies, you know, we in Russian Orthodox Church has a special prayer for the enemies. And this is where, you know, it's important to understand that we're still human, all of us. And despite the fierce fighting going on, despite everything going on, we still have to think about our mother planet, that we are all are part of it, that we are all in the same boat. And it's impossible to make a hole in one part of the boat without thinking entire boat. Well, if globalists finally deciding and going, thinking that Russia would never answer. Like, you know, Putin said, look, okay, we also be perished, but we will be perishing with the understanding that we did our duty. Unfortunately, this was a not our choice, but we will not back down.
Well, exactly. So I went to that question, and you didn't really answer it. You've answered all my other questions, but why did Napoleon, why did Hitler, and why do the globalists again think that, what is this obsession with Russia? There is an obsession with the crazies that are in control of most of the world to attack Russia constantly. Why is that?
Well, it's very simple, because Russia, it's like a bone which is stuck in the throat of this, you know, huge dog who trying to gobble entire the world, entire the humanity. Because Russia, every time, on every project of the globalists, been always flipping the table right in the middle when they've been thinking, oh, finally we did it. Oh, finally we bought up Gorbachev. We've got a traitor who completely sold out all nuclear stuff, you know, signed all the agreements. We never believed it happened. Withdrew his troops from Germany, allowed the unification of Germany. Ha, 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 ha. Now we get the Yeltsin, who is a just drunk word, who is, you know, crazy. We send the American advisors who just, you know, fill up their own pocket and completely, you know, run amok, stealing, robbing, and sending out, getting the all huge businesses for the peanuts, literally. And then they think, oh, finally we can, okay, Russia no more, you know, danger. We're going to get this always puppet government. We're going to just suck her blood. We're going to control their resources. And finally shows up with Putin. And again, you know, a couple of years, the 100%, you know, turn, everything go back to normal. You know, our people finally with a sigh of relief said, oh, finally somebody.
Well, he said that 6 months ago. He said, I hope the West takes us serious now. This is just a small taste. And the crazy people running our government that are at war with us have said no. So you mentioned this, but I want to talk about just a quick summation, because you're really the leading, probably leading expert on this. Zelensky's a joke. He's a dictator. He's unelected now. He's banning everything, even his opposition parties, banning the Orthodox Church, blowing up churches. I mean, the guy's just completely out of his mind. The Ukrainians, despite all the pressure, are protesting with the facing of jail. I mean, this is a massive, just where we're on a current trajectory. We can stop this, hopefully. But where do you see Zelensky, the West, escalating? What's going to happen to Zelensky? And where do you see that going?
Well, to Zelensky, his fate is already sealed. Like any, you know, squeezed lemon, he would be thrown out, like all stooges. He will be killed by his security detail, eventually by CA or M6, who is protecting him, because he knows too much, especially about the hugest laundry operation ever happened in the history. He was behind, you know, operation to finance Democratic Party. You remember FX exchange crypto when it broke down?
No, but I agree with you. It'll be his security detail kills him, and they're going to blame Russia.
No, they will not blame Russia, because look, if Russia wants to kill him, we've had a...
Oh, they don't give Russia a victory. So when they kill him, what are they going to say? Are they going to say it happened?
Well, right now we can legitimately kill him because he's not anymore legitimate president of Ukraine. He is a dictator. So, and with whom to deal in Ukraine? There is nobody there even to talk, because they're all Jews who are, by their own hand, destroyed their own people, destroyed, killed their own
brothers. Sure, so what is the spin when they kill him, and when do you think they're going to get rid of him?
Look, the situation can happen any day. The problem is that the globalists, and especially Biden administration, understand that they have to keep this situation till the election. Otherwise, think of this. If it would be the huge meltdown in Ukraine and Ukrainian regime stop, that's why they're now pumping everything possible to Ukraine just to hold a little bit Russian advances, because if this breaks down, then the army on the breach of the complete, you know, meltdown, well, the Putin gave strict orders to our military commander, do not attack where we could have a huge casualty, so save the people. That's why Russia not in hurry to go and just, you know, take the Kharkiv. Keep this, because we know the price, and we know how...
Well, and just 2 weeks ago, to interrupt you, I know you know this, Victor, Putin offered a peace deal again 2 weeks ago.
Well, like Putin, every time he speaks, always reiterate that Russia is open for real peace negotiation. Not the truth, just to rearm again this, you know, criminal Nazi regime, but real truth. But he also every time stating that this can be done only with those who behind, eventually with the Americans elite who controlling, who are literally puppet masters and who are really pressing all buttons. those who giving all, you know, intelligence, those who are supplying, programming, maintaining, and doing and running eventually Ukrainian army. Moreover, think of this. When in history of the United States, American taxpayer been paying all the salaries, pension, and everything which the government spent in Ukraine? It's all paid by the American taxpayers. And think of this, how many broken bridges, how many dilapidated infrastructure, how many unrepaired highways, how many problems with this in America? And instead of investing money into fixing this problem, into solving the unemployment, to giving enough at least kids in America to eat, the hunger is a huge issue. Instead of this, all $200-300 billion went to Ukraine.
No, I agree, but look at the video we just played, Victor. We got to keep you. You said you stay as long as I want to. 10 more minutes after this. I got more questions. This is amazing. But look, I can watch body language. I know what's fake and what's not. Why do you think Putin in meetings with Trump, who he knows is not a Russian agent, my God, nobody tells Trump what to do. Why is Putin's body language every meeting with Trump? I've never seen Putin so happy than when he's with Trump. Why does it upset the liberal CIA devil worshiper arm that Putin, and what do the Russians see in, and why do they accuse Trump of being a pro-Russian when he gave all these weapons to Ukraine to attack, which is wrong? What's going on there then?
Well, it's not that like Putin happy. He just, by his own character, a very balanced, very joyful person, because only the person who are believing in the future, who are believing in God, who are trusting the God and taking his mission as a mission which sent to him by the God. So he's
exactly.
Not
so he sees Trump not as perfect and not as controllable. He goes, "This is actually a guy that wants to be the leader. I can actually talk." Putin said that in the Tucker Carlson interview like 8 times. He said, "I have no one to talk to." You have to understand they don't
That's
even
right.
talk to me. So he's excited, like this guy's actually trying to be the leader. Maybe I can convince him to not kill everybody.
Think of this. It's like adult daycare where there is not only no adults left, but even no kids. It's empty. That's why Putin said, to whom talking? There is nobody there. This is emptiness, which is one of the signs of the satanic, you know, cult who is going to be suicidal. And we all humans in this planet have to do only one right thing, to go there and make sure that our voice are heard, that we humans, we all who live in this beautiful planet do not want to perish in this nuclear exchange. Because group, what they are, 300 families, this is like 1,000 people who are designing the destiny of the 8 billion people in this planet? Heck no. Who will accept it? Nobody. So it's up to us to fight for the peace. It's up to us to protect the humanity. And we pray to God, and I hope like every Americans who believe in God, doing it every time, praising the God that we existing and asking him to give us forces to go ahead and do despite everything.
I agree.
Craziness.
Victor, do a few more minutes. We got to go to break. Stay with us.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized, it's been boiled, it's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all Gravity Fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we have the really legendary Victor Boot with us right now. I'm Alex Jones. After he leaves us in about 15 minutes, I've got a lot of big things to cover and talk about here, but I don't sit up here and try to scare people. I tell you exactly what I think is going on, and I bust my ass. It's disgusting. I love my family, but they'll be out in the pool and eating food. My parents are over, and I'm like reading documents. I can't stop because Joe Rogan invites me out for steak dinner. I don't even go because I'm on a computer because I've got to know this. I mean, we're dead if we don't stop this. And I want people to understand, and I know you already know this at a deep level, Napoleon, Hitler, history repeats. This time we've got nuclear weapons. And the death cult thinks they can nuke Russia, and they're completely insane. And it's more than a 50% chance. It means a probability now. I would say in the next year, a nuclear war with Russia. And the globalists just want the history books to say Russia did it. They're trying to provoke that. We join a whole bunch of other stations in a minute. So this is a short segment. We'll go to break for 60 seconds. I'm sorry about the breaks, but we're on traditional radio stations, not just the internet. Victor Boot, any other key points you want to add about society, culture? I've got a lot of questions, but just after the interview ends, what is it you wish you would have said? Let's say it now.
Well, it's a lot of the, let's think about unthinkable of the world where we really like United States and Russia has a fruitful, good cooperation. We've been allied during World War II. Russia so many times, put there, you know, in front to protect United States early days of independence, where they decided to send a flotilla to New York just to show to the British.
And hey, in the Civil War, in both wars, Russia helped America. In both wars.
In the Civil War.
Yeah, why did Russia help America in the Revolutionary War? Why'd they do that?
Because there, during that, you know, our imperatrices understood that it, you know, they need to put check on the British because he was smart enough, our, you know, imperatrix, Catherine the Great, that, you know, this is time to let, you know, new, freshly born American, republic to have its own time and own freedom to try. Because again, we're a huge country. We don't pretend to have anything which does not belong to us. We have every possible resource in Russia. And most important, we have a great people. Look how many talented and gifted people God gave to Russian nation, which and how much we contributed to the human development. So this is why, you know, I hope that we can rebuild a normal people-to-people channels to understand that we are not, you know, eating babies on the breakfast, that we're also loving our families, that we're also praising the God, and we also want to live in peace and harmony. And we don't want to be mad by the politician. We are sick and tired from this globalist financial policy, which also hurting us too much. We're also sick and tired from this World Trade Organization, which is preventing our industry before we've been complying with this stuff. We're also sick and tired from different other issues. And there where the entire, this is, I guess, would be, you know, time we survive this, you know, where the multipolar world will give every nation opportunity to live according to their own problem without disturbing other ones. Yes, we have to do trade. Yes, we have to share technologies. Yes, we have to cooperate on the conquering the space. Yes, we have to cooperate on many other issues. It's a hell of the, you know, new opportunities which has God give us to grow, to create, and to build, you know, new worlds, explore this wonderful world. But instead of this, because this globalist deciding, no, we have to perish in this. So
Vigor, stay there. 60 seconds, we're going to gain some stations, but it's like you're reading my mind. I was about to say, can you imagine if Russia and America and all of us work together on giant undersea operations, new technology, free energy, space? We're unstoppable. It's meant to happen. We can all feel it. We can all see it. Instead, the New World Order wants nuclear war because they want total control. They're not going to win, folks. God's not going to let them. We'll be right back. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
In the danger zone. Other civilizations that didn't have one thousandth our technology destroyed themselves. And we are on the precipice. You can feel it. You can see it. You can smell it. And there is a soullessness. There's a disconnectedness. There is a bunch of lazy globalists that took the power of more intelligent people before them and their Machiavellian operations. And now it's like a runaway train for war with Russia. U.S. doctrine, world doctrine, a year and a half ago, Biden says we can't give them Abrams tanks and F-16s, that's World War III. Boom, give them to them. 6 months ago, hey, we got to stop giving them long-range missiles, they're blowing up, Russia's going to escalate, because the West knows they started this. Now, we're going to floodgate you with these missiles. It's a guarantee that if Putin doesn't attack the West back, probably with a tactical nuclear weapon, and they're picking Poland, as they've said, because that's where the main bases are, and then that's the desperate final gambit of like, okay, we just blew up with a, you know, 20 megaton bomb, this big military base, and from nuclear doctrine, you don't even do that. I don't even, this talk about we're going to do a nuke and test it, or Ukraine's going to drop a nuke, it doesn't work like that. You sneak attack with everything you've got up front. So I don't even think it's going to be tacticals, or it's going to be the West is going to hit Russia, but detonate a false flag in New York or Chicago. They'll probably do Chicago. There's too many elitists living in New York. They'll blow Dallas up, or they'll blow Chicago up, or like L.A. or something. And that'll happen 1 minute, and then full commitment, submarines pop up. We're all dead or wishing we're dead in 15 minutes. And folks have been listening to me 30 years. I don't say stuff unless I believe it. And I've said a lot of wild stuff, and almost all of it came true. It's not me. Most of you don't read military doctrine. I do. This is a default. This is happening. Okay? So, yeah, I don't want to have a violent revolution, and I'm not here even promoting that, but there are lessers of two evils. And I'm not saying be violent. I'm just saying to the idiots at the CIA and all of you think you take my phone over and put CIA on my phone yesterday, hijack it while I'm talking to my lawyer and put CIA, oh, I'm going to shit my pants. I didn't know the CIA doesn't like me. I didn't know you guys haven't done all this stuff I haven't talked about to me in my all of it. I didn't know a bunch of my family worked for the CIA and got out of it and said they're Satanists. I didn't know you were evil. I'm doing this because I knew you were evil when I was 8 years old. And my whole point is that I'm trying to stop nuclear war, and everybody better get it through their fucking heads that this is real as anything you've ever seen. And these people have got bunkers and think they're going to survive this. They already killed 22 million men with a poison shot. They're crazy. All they've got is, can I punch on a button? Kill people, kill people, kill people, kill people. Because they're nuts. They're inbred fifth generation Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all of them. They're completely out of their minds. We've got to stop them. I'm ranting. Victor Boot, it's great to have you. We got 10, 15 minutes to break. I'm going to shut up and give you the floor for the next 10 minutes. I've got a few final questions. But thank you for your time, and I hope we don't kill each other.
Well, we not only hope, we're praying, I guess, like anybody else. And now it's important that also those people in Europe, those Poles, those Romanians, those people in the Baltic finally ask the one question. Are they really willing to be a sacrificial goat in this suicidal cult of the Satanists? Are they really want to kill everything they know, everything they love, everything they cherish? Are they really willing to go? I think they are smart people. They understand this, where the limit, where you can push people to do things, comply with the orders. But not all generals in NATO are that stupid as the Stoltenberg, who are pretending with a straight face, oh, yeah, it's nothing wrong. Let's allow the Ukraine to start, you know, shooting whatever they want to shoot. Yeah, but you're giving them not only rockets, you're giving them an aiming, you're giving them intelligence, your people operating it. What you think, if you're going to send the F-16, which will take off from Poland to Ukraine, do the touch and go in some Ukrainian airport just to say, oh, it was taking off from Ukraine and launch something into Russia. We will not keep the base where the F-16 is. Heck no. And then again, you're right. The globalists just can stage the flag operation. The globalists will do something. But again, there is always in our old lives, there is a great miracle of the Creator who would, we hope, we pray, would prevent, and the cool head will prevail. And finally, they're going to refuse to fulfill the criminal orders. It's a very simple message maybe to every those who are in the ranks, who are in the crews of the Minuteman missile complex, who are crewing the submarines, who are crewing there. You are like anybody else, like our Russian officer of submarine or crewing there. You are there. But think of this. It's illegal, even accordingly your laws, to perform the illegal orders of those who hijack your country, who trying to destroy you by destroying your family, by not allowing you to have a decent life. So think of this. Are you really on the right side and fighting the evil, or the evil who are masquerading as the good, trying to push it to say, this is a danger, they attack this, go and launch the nuclear missile? Heck no. Without determination of everybody, without understanding, and very simple question, who I am? Am I part of their suicide cult? Heck no. I never see any reasonable American vet or another reasonable American who wants his family to be killed, his country to be destroyed, his home to be perished in the nuclear blast. The same way, like, there is no single Russian general who willing to have anything. Believe me, military is a most prudent people when it comes to the war. They know the real cost of the war. They know how it's happened. And they know better than any politician all these zombies who now is stuffing White House, Security Council, and all those who are you know, writing the speeches for the Biden and making on his behalf orders to the speeches in Europe. Yes, this is the time now to send the, you know, Lithuanian troops to Ukraine or send the Polish battalions so the Ukrainians can took away their troops and battalions from the border with the Belarus and send them into the fight.
And yeah, notice, just to interrupt for a minute, the new Polish president, the former deputy head of the EU, literally says we're having drag queen story time, we're going to transgender the Poles immediately, like a light switch is flipped, and he's like, and we want to be the main base to attack Russia. What Pole sees their leader going, we want to fight Russia? Like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life, but it just shows how cuckoo these people are. But Victor, but I want to say this right now in the few minutes we have left. This show reaches normally, I'm not going to exaggerate, most talk shows do, under attack and suppress 5 million a day of the main show, 10 million clips or so. Well, it's a little bit more than that. But the point is, right now we're reaching 30 million a day that actually tune into the full show or big part of it, and another 50 million. We can't even track it all. It's like, that's an underestimate. So we're back to our original numbers when the CIA came in and launched the full attack and like crushed us down to only our radio stations that are so key because they didn't think about the old tech that we have that they don't control, they can't track. But we could stop nuclear war on this show today if everybody shares this later when it's archived, if Elon Musk retweets it, and he may, if people have spaces about World War III, because again, World War III, people think, oh, that's a 1960s thing or a 1980s thing. No, that's something that is more important now than ever. Like I said at the start of the interview, it's not like a movie where you go watch Captain America fly around all this fake crap. This is real, real submarines, real bombers, real missiles, real war, a million dead conservatively in this NATO war. This is not a game. This is World War III that's already begun. And will it go nuclear? So I don't have words to describe the stakes here, but I really think give us a call to stop World War III or anything you want to say about that, but to stop nuclear war, because you cannot overstate this. And I know everybody has like, oh, there's a million channels, so this is one more guy with his opinion. No, it's not my opinion. I told you everything because it's in their documents. It's not I'm that smart. I don't read who runs things documents, okay? That's like an 8-year-old could write Trump, these people are globalists, they're betraying you, and they were all globalists or cowards. Most of them were cowards that wouldn't tell Trump. They wanted to just sit in the White House and feel like they were powerful. I sat there and gave him analysis and purged their ass with just one guy in Texas who had access. So I'm saying they're not that strong, people, but you got to ensure they came after me. Great, that's better than nuclear war. They can throw me in prison. They can kill me right now. My kids are all dead anyways. I'm trying to explain to people there's nothing left to lose, people. Victor, I know I'm ranting, but we are down to the wire here. What do you say about that?
Well, exactly. It's a situation when you're in a bus and you see that the driver of this bus, you know, knocked out. And you see that next moment, you know, your bus gonna just, you know, go to the cliff. What you gonna do? You're gonna sit and expect? Heck no. You're gonna try to get this driver out of the seat, go on the control and hit the brakes at least, you know, or at least make sure you're not going to the cliff or you at least keep on the road. This is what we need to do. We need to tell to those who able to listen. We need to unite all normal people who don't want to perish in this war. And we need to say to these globalists, you know what? We're sick and tired from you. We're sick and tired that you're using us as a lab rat, testing on us viruses. We're sick and tired with you trying to bring us transgender policies. We're sick and tired with you pushing us into poverty despite we can have a free energy. We can go and explore this space. We can have a very happy and peaceful life in this planet, all nations. Believe me, we have so much resources. We can support not only 9 billion, maybe 30, 40 billion easily. If we give a creativity, if we have a real freedom, and if we establish the rules for this globalist, for this satanist, has no any more space in this planet, it's a different future. It's what the God meant when he created this earth and this universe. And we need to go through this hard time. We need to clearly see the purpose of this. And we, all humans in this planet, have to unite. And you there in America and at, you know, ground zero of this fight, believe me, everybody in Russia, understanding what's going on in America. And they are having a quite clear understanding that what doing government is not what American people want. They understand because we feel the pain like anybody else.
Well, let's be clear. All the blue cities are really Republican. Democrats are a mafia. It's election fraud everywhere. It's been it for decades. This is a coup that's being exposed. So in the time we have left, you mentioned this. I already knew before Putin came out 2 years ago and said, we're here for bioweapon labs. Biden, when he was vice president, went over there and helped set them up. Obama, I can play the clip, said they had bioweapon labs gain of function back when nobody cared. And then they go, oh, Putin's lying about that. No, Ukraine is confirmed to be developing race-specific weapons against Russia. Well, that's talking about shooting yourself in the head. If you develop a weapon to kill Russians, Slavs, you're going to kill Serbs, you're going to kill Poles, you're going to kill people in Czechoslovakia that are part Slav. My wife's part Polish. She's going to kill my kids. They're talking about releasing a weapon that kills Slavs. That is confirmed. That is another massive crime against humanity right there.
So, look, I guess it all has to end up with the international war crime tribunals, where the all globalists has to be on the defender's bench and have, you know, and we have to investigate their crimes. Sooner or later, believe me, it's all finished in this, in the International War Crime Tribunal. And all those warmongers, all those who created the situation, all the criminal cartels of the Biden family, all the criminal cartels of those who've been around here for all these years, running military industrial complex, profiteering, you know, and sending people to be killed, would be responsible for those. And I'm 100% sure that no French or any Pole or any Romanian or any, in the matter of fact, a normal German don't want to go where it's going now. Because all these nations are facing with the same problem you guys are facing, is replacement of population, is destruction of all the normal life. Head on, what else we have to lose except the own chains that only left? And this is why globalists are so desperate. They understand their time is over and they don't pull it this trick again now. You know, with the technologies, with the social networks, we not anymore can be kept in the dark and fed with the shit. Because we can do our own research and communicate, bypassing their censorship, bypassing their gag orders.
And that was my next point. You know, they found out the last 4 years, their censorship made us stronger and made us build alternative systems, because as long as we know we're in a fight and don't give up, we win.
That's right. And the people sooner or later realize, look, I can't watch this alphabet soup of the mainstream media. They're just telling me bullshit because it's all the same, you know, stuff just in a different, you know, packing. What heck? There is no truth in what they're trying to tell us. It's all, you know, brainwashing processes, which is, you know, going on and thinking people buying it. Hell no.
Well, you're doing this right now, Victor Boot, but let me give the Russians some advice because I want to stop World War III, and the CIA will really come at me for this. I make the most simple statements that they, you know, they don't even think of it. So I hate giving them ideas, but they've shut down RT all over the world. They've sequestered it, crushed it down. If you just put Russians, you can like pick random grandmothers that speak English and get them on shows. These idiots will have them on to attack them. They'll be won over in 5 minutes. Cause I got to say, Russians are really, really articulate and come off as genuine. And I just think you need to get on a bunch of American shows. I think Putin shouldn't just do Tucker. Tucker's great. He should do it all. And I think if Russians, actually, of course, I should have said this privately, but then that would be clandestine operations. I'm saying it publicly. It's my right to say it. To stop World War III. You guys just need to be heard. And I think the Russians are trying to have their own media operation, which I get was there. But I'm just saying they don't have full control right now. The death cult, I think you guys, what you're doing now, I think I'm kind of telling you already know. I think you need to not just come on Alex Jones. I think, believe me, you're very articulate and smart. Everything you say, what's crazy, like I said, it's a mirror. I already think this. I already known this. When I hear you say exactly what I believe, we didn't meet, we never talked before this, it's truth. And I'm just saying, this is what's going to bring our brotherhood and our humanity and our sisterhood together that's going to stop this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But thinking, even if I go to the mainstream media like ABC, or CNN. And
they tape it, they edit it. I'm talking about you ought to go on Joe Rogan. You ought to go on Tucker Carlson. I'm just saying, no, go on the podcast is what I'm saying.
Sure.
No one even watches that but zombies. They have no more power. It's over.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's basically, you know, like they used to say, it's the nursery houses and the jails for watching CNN and ABC and all that crap. That's for true, for real. So, Alex, I guess, you know, it's our duty, you and all others, and also from our side, all people who can, we have to start opening this channel of communication. We need to explain what's going on in Russia, what we're feeling, how we're seeing. So these will create a proper understanding, and we will understand and speak and seeing what's going on, exposing globalists for who they are. In fact, we are on the same side of this barricade.
No, I totally agree. And the time we've got, I know you still give us all we want. I'm being obnoxious now. Really, this lie that Putin wants more countries than NATO says, when you, Russia's the biggest country in the world, you can't even, I get it, you can't even, even access half of it. It's so huge. What do you make of this bullshit statement that if Putin gets, can stop the Ukraine war, he's going to invade everybody? That is the most, if you study it, it's horseshit.
It's a horseshit, bullshit, elephant shit, whatever kind of shit existing in the world. You know, you can imagine why we need to invade the Poland to feed them, or to invade Romania to feed them. Heck no. Look, we are fighting for what is historically ours, where our people who speaks our language, we are having the same faith. It's our history.
You got NATO with a giant army shelling you, rolling up with nuclear weapons. What are you supposed to do? I mean, look, if the Russians were on Mexico, listen, if Victor Bout was a general in Mexico with 100,000 Russians, I'd be saying killing. I mean, that's a default. I mean, what?
Yep. Yeah, think of this. Yeah, exactly the same situation. Did Russia open a military base in Mexico? Did they do the color revolution regime change there? Did Russia put a stooge president in Mexico who is a, you know, using cocaine more than any drug queen in the Bronx? Heck no. Do they trying to push Mexico to join a military alliance with Russia and to put our bases or interceptors?
The U.S. Army and Marines within days would invade Mexico City and blow it off the map.
Okay. And Russia, for the past 10 years, trying to negotiate, please, guys, you know, let's
No, I agree.
Decide.
I mean, because exactly, Putin would have, if he did what the U.S. would have done, he would have immediately just invaded Kiev.
That's right. But look, we tried all the best, like in the, you know, Bible, you know, try the last chance, you know, but finally come the date where we have to stand up hard, take the arms, and protect ourselves. But matter of fact, we're also protecting you guys, because we are now on the edge of the hot war with the globalists. And this is important that we're doing Russia. We're fighting now in this Ukrainian war, not only for our sovereignty, for our future, for our families, but we're fighting, in fact, for the future of all humanity. Please don't forget this. And if you guys been donating to the criminal, you know, Ukrainian regime, thinking that they've been victim of the aggressive Russia, look on the reality. Who is aggressor? Who put their bases? And who wants extermination? Including you, who is listening now to the show. Including, think of this, that you are also on their crosshairs, the same way Russia is. The same way Moscow is, the same way our soldiers. And then doing, trying to collect money, send them to poor Ukrainian who is fighting this huge swarms of Russians. Heck no. Because they people being duped, initially brainwashed, they sent to fight, and now they're realizing. But the Nazi battalions are standing in their back and not giving them chance. Look, in this conflict was many cases when they would putting the crew inside the tank and weld the hatches so they cannot escape. Or many times Russian soldiers would discover the Ukrainian soldiers would be chained in the position. What is it?
Victor, you've already given us 2 hours, and I promise you I'll let you go 5 minutes after the next break. You said we give as much as we want. I've got a few more questions, but so many hit me. I'm usually I've had like 10 questions coming to me just now, and I'm trying to write them down. I got a few more questions and a final statement from you. You've got to write a book. You've got to get out there because this is all happening. But it's not debated. The West started the war with Russia.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Let me take some Brain Force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You don't need me to tell you. I can feel it. We're all in grave danger.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to go back to this. 26 million Russians died fighting Hitler. All other Allied forces, a million. They killed 24 million Germans. Vicious soldiers. And now they are openly starting a nuclear war with Russia. They are openly doing this out of weakness and degeneracy and insanity in their suicide cult. You can't look at this in any other equation as someone that wants kids and family and to go to the park and eat dinner and go to church and be nice people. These are degenerate devil worshipers. They go to Afghanistan and got kicked out because they literally tried to teach them to turn their boys into girls. It's their religion. It's a cult, as Victor Boot just said. So in the few minutes we have left, I could talk to this guy all day. There's so many angles to look at here. But I wrote up a bunch of questions last night myself and with the crew here before when I learned you were coming on. But let's talk about this. If Putin had capitulated and said, fine, take Ukraine, well, NATO had already said they were going to do that in all these other countries and move weapons up. How would that, from their own doctrine, roll out? Just briefly, now there's a lot of points there. That's an hour right there. But Victor Boot, what would happen if Putin capitulated? I think he'd be overthrown by Russians that are already upset that he's had restraint, which I agree with, by the way. I think he's perfectly done it. I mean, it's been perfect restraint, perfect, you know, just matching right to the point. But what would happen if Putin capitulated?
Well, first of all, Putin cannot capitulate because he has the trust of entire Russian population, which was proven during the recent election. Secondly, we all know how the story developed, where they tried. The entire issue was, first of all, is to put a thought system right in the Russian border on the Kharkov region and on the Donbass if they would control it. This would allow to knock up every ICBM which Russia be able to launch from its core of Russia, from the central Russia.
And you're a military expert. Explain that. They would have missile interceptors minutes away from Russia's main missile fields to then be able to nuke Russia. And when Russia tries to respond, shoot the missiles down instantly.
Well, first of all, it's a perfect launching ground for the cruise missile, because from the Kharkov region, you literally have 600 kilometers to Moscow, okay? So basically, it's a minute, if you're counting. If you put a medium-range missiles in Ukraine and launch them, including, even the smaller, missiles they're using now have a capacity to increase up to 500 kilometers, and then you can already start attacking. But main idea, why they want it, because they knew that Russia, been last years, investing heavily into the nuclear arsenal. And now we've got second to the known, the latest fourth generation of the nuclear weapons, including ICBMs, including the recent submarines, including hypersonic, which cannot be intercepted by the Americans. So the only chance they had is to put that system as close as possible to the core Russia, where the majority of our launch fields are based, in the thought that they're going to intercept majority of the launches if they should attack Russia first. So this is a kind of the main reason. The Ukraine all was orchestrated just to achieve it. It went wrong. Unfortunately, not as could be, but even during this period, Russia tried to negotiate, tried to come to agreement. They've been pushed this, Donetsk people, okay, you know, stop fighting, let the peace, let's talk about federation within Ukraine, give them autonomy, give them right to use the language, and let's keep, as it is. But
and all Russia asked was be neutral, don't move missile interceptors up to our border. Again, America would never put up with that. If the Russians went and politically took over Ireland and put missile interceptors in it, I mean, the minute the Russians tried, they would go to complete war. I mean, this is ridiculous. Again, if I walk up to Victor Boot, which I wouldn't do, and just punch him in the nose, he's going to hit me back. It's so elementary that you're being attacked. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie. They go, oh, you're a Russian agent. No, I'm an agent of truth and stopping these maniacs who run my own government and are at war with me. And it's insane. So how do we get out of this? In closing, how do you see the bad scenario, the good scenario? You say the Americans have to rise up. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, Well, the globalists will not stop. They're going to escalate till the last moment. And the only hope that in the last moment, those normal people who still left among the chain of command would just refuse to perform these criminal orders. This will prevent a bigger wall through this, give a pause to maybe kick in some channel of information, and maybe it would be...
No, I totally agree, but what does Russia do? What do they do? Because they're going to attack you right away. It's like, Chicago hit. We tested the isotope. It's a Russian bomb. I mean, I think that's in the cards. What if the deep state blows up Austin, Texas with a nuke?
Well, then again, look, it's all set up for this because they cut off. So the population of United States or Europe has no access to independent sources of information. And you are only last remaining, you know, white elephant, and all this is still alive by surprise. So that's why they're after you. They need to cut out every windows into the real world, what's happening. Every chance for the people of the United States to have access to the truth. Otherwise, they have to do the research, and they're manipulating social. Thank God that the Musk took over the Twitter, and now at least that one somewhat independent.
And Musk is warning of nuclear war and the end of the world. He's the same person, exactly. And that's what I want to say. Yeah. My wife last night said to me, she said, well, they're clearly coming after us. And she's astute. She goes, that means nuclear war, doesn't it? This isn't about us. I said, exactly. They know it's going to make me way bigger, but they're not thinking about that because I won't exist in this war. So we're looking at like, why are they doing this? It's so obvious because they've got to shut this down. And they're harassing other big guys behind the scenes. I'll leave it at that. They are, let me just tell Russia this, and I'm not trying to get a nuclear war going, telling you, Russia doesn't mean to tell you this. It's moving. Like, it's hopping, it's buzzing, something's going on.
Well, definitely, because all these talks, you know, of President of France, Macron, we're going to put some, you know, an instructor corps in Ukraine, you know, all these talks is just testing of the water. We know for the fact that they're there from get-go.
And that's the key. I keep interrupting because you're so smart.
There is a huge
trying to get the EU and Britain and everybody selling war that's not popular. They're literally trying to sell us on our own destruction. Elaborate on that.
That's right. And then they're going to say, okay, look, since our troops there, you see they're hitting us, and though we have to hit them, so it doesn't matter. This is how you're going to start spilling the blood. And when the blood is, you know, there on the this one, and then you have a soldiers coming back in a body bag and a casket, then it's very easy to start, oh, this is enemy. Let's go to the fight. Let's go mobilize everybody. Let's start attacking Russia. Let's go this. Let's do this. So this is a typical 100% scenario of escalation because eventually they decided, and again, look, it's not because they are so strong, as you said. It's because they know their days are numbered. Eventually, they may be left half of the year. They may be maximum left a year. And they understand that all the control are skipping from their hands. It's like their grip are not that strong anymore. They cannot, you know, force people to be a stupid slave, to suffer from hunger, to don't have access to any knowledge, to suppress the technology, never expose the truth. You know, it's out there anymore. The most important one, that now, it's a big difference what used to be 30 years ago, when we have a very limited sources of information, which can be easily manipulated by the government. Here, okay, yeah, they knock out TV, heck what? If they knock out internet, then it's serious. This would be the first time that, wow, it's starting because they have to shut down the internet. Without that, they can't really, you know, pull this trick out.
And by the way, they've been this because you seem to know everything I'm saying. They've started, I learned this 2 years ago from clandestine sources inside that said it was happening, but a year ago they started publishing, the Russians are working with Trump supporters, they're going to cut off the internet, so they're already pre-programming to blame the Russians, when we all know the Chinese have 10 times, 20 times the Russian capability in cyber war. So to me, they're programming dumb people that are asleep, so it's very simple to see it. The math's like 1 plus 1 equals 2, but yeah, I think they are... That's the big thing. When you wake up in the morning, folks, and your internet's not working and your phones aren't working, that's when you know it's going down. And I'm just trying desperately. I feel like I'm somebody trying to grab onto life here, trying to grab onto civilization. And Victor, I think you're saying that of a scale of 1 to 100, 100's total nuclear commitment, end of civilization, we know it, and 0 is total peace, Jesus Christ on earth. Where would you say we're on that spectrum?
Somewhere very close to 99.7, 99.8. It's only a few steps left before then, you know, it would be no return point. And, you know, it's not just a Russia who can, but as I said, if there is no channels of information open, that you cannot even trust these people because everything they're saying, they've been lying, you know, over and over. So how you can believe to serial liars? And why I'm telling you, if even the Angela Merkel, after she, you know, stepped down from her position as the Chancellor of Germany, openly accept, yeah, we've been fooling Russia because we signed the Minsk Agreement just to win the time and rearm Ukraine. Right. So there is a huge crisis of the trust from Russian side. We would never believe whatever they're saying. Because all the promises, starting from the Gorbachev accepting unification of Germany, when he said, no, the NATO will never move an inch further. What happened? Do we push our borders to NATO? Heck no.
And now you're fighting German panzers.
NATO, yeah. And now we, German Leopards. But thanks to God, they very, you know, they burning as good as anything else was burning. And we have enough weapons we can knock out those. This is a severe fight. You know, Ukraine getting any armament, any support of entire Western, you know, countries. There's what, coalition of 50 for supporting this.
Victor Boot, without giving away strategic knowledge, and I know you don't have it all, but you're definitely an insider. From my intel, Russia's only committed about 1/5 of its conventional force to this and has everything in reserve for World War III. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, absolutely this way, because, again, this operation from get-go is a special military operation where we don't have a plans to occupy it and all of this. And the way that Russia actually conducting this operation goes against logic of this huge scale war where in the first hours you need to knock out all electric grid, communication, water, everything, bridges and this. Look, why? Because we know we cannot harm our own people.
Well, you're attacking your own country, and so you're just killing the Nazis, as Putin said. You're just simply eliminating the NATO force.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very chivalrous.
Yeah, if Russia from... But to think of this, the first days or first week of operation, Russia could use easily to knock out everything, every breach, every railway connection, every electrical...
But why would Russia bomb its own country? It's simply like a surgeon cutting out a tumor, going in and eating the tumor.
That's right. And this is why it's going the way it's going. But at the same time... This time, at least, was exposing the globalists for who they are. It's exposing the leadership of Europe for their own population, who they are. And this become the time with all the Germans, all the French, all the Poles were going to go to their own government and, you know, ask them to be accountable for what they're doing, for destroying the countries they have. You think... Poland will survive if this would be big opening? Heck no. You think something will be left from Romania or something will be left from the Baltic state if they are that, you know?
So I've been saying in closing for an hour, this has been an amazing interview, one of the best ever. Just in closing, because I got to let you go and I got to move on to the future of InfoWars and all of this. And we appreciate you coming back on soon if we're still here or wherever I'm at next. In closing, looking at this, give us your basic bulldog. I know it's a total dead reckoning. You're not a prediction, just at a gut level as a father, you know, as a patriot to your country. What is the timeline to nuclear war? Because I have serious, and my gut's never wrong. Just, I'm intellectual with them that gets the gut. I'm literally to my wife, baby, I think I can't help it. Do you want to just run to Montana right now, get a shack because I think we can stop this. I'm going to try to stay on air, but I look at my 7-year-old daughter and my 16-year-old daughter and my 20-year-old daughter, my son, 21, that comes over to the house, and I literally, I'm going to stand up and go down to the ship, but as a captain, I'm not a captain in war. My kids are with me. This is nuclear war, and I have a real struggle, not as a coward wanting to leave. I'm willing to die, but when it comes to my kids, I have a real problem that I'm not getting on an airplane to the South Pacific. I mean, I've been looking at plane tickets, and I'll be honest with the audience. It's not me cutting and running. It's at a certain point, if I don't think I can stop it, like if I knew nuclear war was 2 weeks from now and I couldn't stop it, I'd leave. But if I could stop it with a chance, I'll stay till they die. But my 7-year-old bouncing on my lap or playing games, I cooked her breakfast this morning, and I literally had to go in my bedroom. I started crying, and I'm a tough guy. And I was like, literally, my flesh was saying, get out, give up, get your women, get out of here. Because, so you're a warrior, you're a father. I know you've thought about that. What is the timeline of nuclear war?
Well, it's only everything in this, again, our destiny is decided not only by us. We have to do our best. So I wouldn't really be here as a, somebody to predict exact date or exact this. We will still hope that finally, our Lord will save us from this peril. And, but
we're in the zone.
In the zone. I think, yes, you're absolutely right. Within the 6 months, especially would be to see right before election or during election when they're going to lose and Trump will come, before he would be, that would be
that's
very
what
dangerous
I said.
Period.
When he's president-elect, they do the false flag and attack Russia.
Yeah. Because then they can blame on him because they legally kind of not in charge, though they're going to, that's very, very dangerous moment. And then all depends, again, of the people who is within system. Because believe me, Russia wouldn't be the first who gonna hit the button, and we will till the last moment hope that somebody on another end would finally pick up the phone and say, hold on, let's de-escalate, let's get the ports, let's go and start negotiating.
But no talk in 30 months. Well, my wife last night, I told her what I just told you, word for word. And she said, God's not going to let that happen. We're staying here. So I'm staying.
Basically, this is also my own opinion because, look, whenever you run, you cannot run out of your destiny. It will hit you everywhere. So, for us, we need just to be, in this case, determined as ever before in our faith, do what we have to do in our position. It's very important that you keep talking to the people. It's very important that we have to bring the truth to the people and make them understand very clearly. The enemy is not Russia. It's not America. The enemy of all humanity is a globalist, is a cabal, is a military industrial complex who profiteering from the war. It's the banksters who are living by somebody else, tears and sweat. So this is the time when we all humanity deserve better life. But, of course, they will not go out without fighting. And this is the last fighting that the globalists can pull out. So let's spread the word among each other. Let's help each other and insist that, hey, guys, this is their day, the number. Let's do everything we can, resisting. And they are built on the illusion, on only this myth that they are huge, that they are powerful. That's why they're trying to intimidate you. That's why they're trying to put CIA on your phone. If they've been real force, don't need to be exposed because it's there, but they don't have it. They can.
No, I agree. I was going to say earlier, it's a sign of weakness. I want to be clear. The average tough guy says, oh, I'll fight to the end, blah, blah. I'm being honest about my feelings to let people know in 30 years on air, if it's all lost, we're going to kill everybody. Then I would try to escape. If we can stop it, I'm going to stay. If I could die to stop this nuclear war, I would do it. I'm just being honest with people about I've never thought like this in 30 years because the danger is so incredibly great. And I wasn't planning to cut and run, but my own wife said, don't. We're not leaving. God's going to stop this. God isn't going to let this happen. But I just then look at the arrogant globalists, and I want people to understand they are crazy, and we've got – to say no to this. We've got to stand against them. We've also got to realize how incredibly intense and real and insane this is. Victor Boot, thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to have a book out. I can't wait to come back on the show. I really agree with basically everything you've said, and I know you've been very gracious for 2.5 hours, but it's just hard to interview this powerful. 60-second closing statement, thank you.
Well, we are in this fight for the future of the humanity. We are in this fight for the whatever we cherish, whatever we thinking as a human's good. Our family, our near and dear, our history, our religion. Because think of this, after this nuclear conflict, if it break out, everything would be erased completely. We start again from the Stone Age, those who survive. And only because a handful, less than 1,000 people trying to decide our life, whether the humans live or die in this nuclear, you know, Holocaust. Heck no. So we are there, and our voice is matter. We need to stay. Think of this. If everybody will start chanting, stop it, stop it, stop it, they're going to get scared. They understand they are not in control. They understand it's now their time to run and buy the ticket. But where are they going to go? That's the issue. We have a power. We just need to believe in ourselves, not to feel that we are slaves, because in this situation, we have nothing to lose but our own chains. And these chains, we put ourselves by perception, by playing games with the government, yeah, by getting them to brainwash, by leaving them the powers to enforce on us their financial system, by not allowing us to live off the land and farm and live naturally like God predicted, by making us the client of their huge consumerism, you know, ideology, by destroying everything human we knew from the, you know, our history, by trying to rewrite.
Celebrate humanity. They're attacking humanity. Celebrate it. Come together. Don't give up. We're going to win.
We're going to win. We're going to pray, and definitely we're going to win.
Wow, great interview. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'm really blown away that you were in prison in the U.S., I guess, listening to the show for 15 years.
Yeah, basically. And it was hard when they cut you off for a couple of years, but then you come back in one of the stations. It was a monster radio in the Marion USP. I also want to send all guys who still there locked up, you know, hello to them, to say I always remember you guys. Because so many in American prison, unfortunately, are innocent and locked up on the made-up charges. It's a big problem there. So I wish everybody good luck, and, you know, sending my best regards to those.
Well, that's amazing. People on X complain. They go, why do you have breaks? We're showing over 300 radio stations, and we still reach millions a day. So you're there. One station goes down. You couldn't find it for a while. Years later, you find me again. That's why the stations are so – because we only think of high-tech mattering. No, we should keep all the old systems. Remember when radio and TV didn't watch and listen to you? You listened to it? Everything digital's two-way.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Okay, so in this case, Alex Jones, thank you very much for having me on your show. I really appreciate what you're doing. Please keep doing. Please keep fighting and never surrender.
I will. I don't know how to quit.
Because we are human.
Thank you, sir. Victor Boot, amazing. One of the best interviews ever. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell him thanks because I'm going to come right back. Wow, that's a historic interview. Yeah, they don't want you talking to the Russians for a reason. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I want to talk right now, but the court hearing about InfoWars just ended. I've got the information, but I've got to call the lawyers to get it absolutely straight. So I'll tell you, it's good news overall. I'll tell you what's going on when we come back. Here's a special report, and then I'm going to tell you what's going on, and then hit a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
The rot is real. America is deliberately being destroyed from within.
I don't know if I'm tripping or not, but is that an upside down cross, bro?
As the expanse of the Western United States has finally been breached.
It's as if fentanyl is raining on our reservation.
That I'll do anything to help.
Marvin Weatherwax Jr. is a tribal leader here and says much of the drug activity on his reservation stems from Mexican cartels selling to community members and using their homes, often in remote areas, as distribution hubs. Profit margins soar the further away from the Mexican border you go. A single fentanyl pill that costs between 4 and 25 cents to produce in Mexico can be sold for 50 cents or a dollar in San Diego and over $100 on some reservations here in Montana. 2 years ago, there were 19 police officers for the whole reservation. So they sued the Bureau of Indian Affairs asking for help, but no help arrived. They now say they're down to 7 officers. The Blackfeet declared a state of emergency 2 years ago after 17 people overdosed, leaving 4 dead in just 1 week.
The drug problem on our reservation, it's so serious that it's pretty much wiping out a generation.
Fundamentally changing the economy in this country. And everybody's getting a little worried about it.
Old Yeller limps ever forward, begging to be fact-checked as he barks one lie after another.
Over the last year, prices are down on everyday items from a gallon of gasoline to a gallon of milk. And folks are beginning to feel it.
Inflation is at its highest level in 40 years. Consumer prices are up nearly 14%. Gasoline is up 39.1%. And while an infinite number of illegals line up to receive Obamacare, the number of American citizens without health insurance went down by 4.2 million. Publicly held debt is up 13.7%, and the amount of citizens on food stamps has increased. Adding to Old Yeller's inevitable reckoning with the data, his main handler, Barack Obama, is reportedly panicking, begging Old Yeller to drop out while frantically playing musical chairs with his aides. Old Yeller hasn't just angered MAGA Republicans with vitriol aimed at millions of Americans free to vote for whoever they choose.
Democracy means rejecting and repudiating political violence. Regardless of party, such violence is never, never, never acceptable in America. It's undemocratic. And it must never be normalized to advance political power.
And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
Old Yeller has managed to anger disgusted parents, foreign dignitaries, minorities.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
Democrats.
Get your words straight, Jack.
That's
But you're on MSNBC. You don't hear that on MSNBC. No,
independents and everyday Americans.
You are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you. Now, shush.
And I love people who say,
the blood of liberty.
Or excuse me. The tree of liberty is watered with the blood of patriots. Well, guess what, man? I didn't see a whole lot of patriots that are out there walking around making sure that we have these weapons. Well, and if you really want to worry about the government, you need an F-16.
He may have a dim clue that he's going to get what's coming to him from God Almighty before the Biden show drives off a cliff.
How involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
No, I don't know.
Were you? No.
That said, Old Yeller's tenure has proven one thing. The compromised uniparty sex club known as Congress is ill-prepared to deal with the overwhelming sabotage of the highest offices of the United States from within.
So these parties are like...
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In societies, only the powerful can be heard.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Behind the scenes of the O'Biden crime empire, things can't be as smooth as they appear. What with the world war brewing on two fronts and a bid for the presidency when 70% of the country says no. In fact, the departure of domestic policy advisor Obama puppeteer Susan Rice reeks of a shift in Democratic support of Joe Biden. On top of it all, what had been on the back burner is now boiling over, as now even Mockingbird Media is reporting on the massive sex trafficking and child labor violations surrounding the Mayorkas border time bomb.
This is from the New York Times. Thousands of children have ended up in punishing jobs across the country, working overnight in slaughterhouses, replacing roofs, operating machinery in factories, all in violation of child labor laws. You come to office in 2021, huge surge, reports of trafficking, reports of neglect.
Since the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, children under the age of 16 have been restricted from working under the conditions that Mayorkas is exponentially creating.
You are failing miserably. 4 to 5 million people, you know, 1.4 million unknown gotaways. We have no idea who those people are, what kind of security they risk. You're not giving me any stats whatsoever in terms of the number of people that are human trafficked, how many young girls are sex trafficked. You don't have a clue. You wouldn't even answer how many dead bodies, which is very well documented, at the border. Do you not care? Do you not have just an ounce of human compassion for what your open border policy, the type of human depredations it is causing? You just sit there looking with a blank look on your face.
So how bad is it?
And I have seen the evidence of kids being reused to create a family unit. Same kid over and over again. Rent a kid. Not humane. It's not 90% going to parents anymore. It's a third or less going to parents in today's statistics and numbers. Now, Ms. Rodas, you have said that the U.S. government is the middleman in a multi-billion-dollar migrant child trafficking operation. What did you mean when you used the term middleman?
So the United States government is receiving the children from the smugglers at the border.
President Xi entered the United States with zero U.S. flags being flown and was given the red carpet treatment, replete with U.S. soldiers holding the communist flag. The optics are obvious, and there has never been a more important time to pay attention to what is happening to the Republic than right now, because it is being sold down the river right in front of our eyes. Why else would the Secretary of State look like he's a witness to treason?
Well, Mr. President, it's good to see you again. We've spent many hours together over the last 10 or 12 years, and to host you in the United States is a great honor and a pleasure.
China's art of war psyop is ongoing and exhausting, but the tactics have paid off for China as those within our government bleeding America dry arrogantly aid and abet China's campaign to dominate the West.
Mr. President, after today, would you still refer to President Xi as a dictator? This is a term that you used earlier this year.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a communist country that's based on a form of government totally different than ours.
The China-U.S. relationship, which is the most important bilateral relationship in the world, should be perceived and envisioned in a broad context of the accelerating global transformations unseen in a century.
As the jaws dropped of Americans paying attention to the blatant treason before their eyes, the FCC adopted rules to prevent and eliminate digital discrimination, essentially ensuring that the nefarious 5G towers will now reach every American community while stifling innovation by grinding the internet to a slow halt via big government regulation. As China launches the world's first next-generation internet service more than 10 times faster than existing major routes, 2 years ahead of schedule. John Bound reporting.
All right, so let me tell you what's going on. I just had to air tape for 15 minutes or 14 minutes because I'm on the phone with multiple lawyers hearing about the hearing today, trying to get exactly what's going on straight for everybody. But like I predicted, and I'm not in the Judge Chris Lopez fan club, but he is like top of his class, a Republican, Trump appointee, isn't partisan. It's like robotic. He never gets overturned. He just follows the law. So we were very blessed to have that judge, just like Trump has in Miami. She's just being fair. That said, all the other parties on the other side are like piranhas. And the judge has gotten really pissed off. He said 2 weeks ago, if you don't settle by the 14th of June with Jones, I'm giving the company back to him. Everybody's like, yay, it's all fine, it's wonderful. No, they're going to hand it to Judge Guerra Gamble because the judge is following the law. He's like, I'm not going to execute this company, and I'm not going to do this, but it's out of my jurisdiction at this point. So they're going to come in here like a pack of banshees once that goes on. So let's not sit here and think we're out of the woods yet. But God's on our side. We keep getting, you know, another little bit of runway each time. So I did all this and said all this because I learned Friday that they were saying they were going to shut the company down until the hearing in 14 days. First, I was told 3 days, and it was, oh, it's 14. Don't worry. No big deal. I'm like, are you kidding? You're going to change the locks? Yeah, we're changing the locks. That was what was proposed by the CRO. Who I don't even care about. I don't want to fight with this guy. So I had to come on here and tell you because we could have been imminently shut down. Now, as works in America, because we're not slaves yet, huge support, massive backlash. The judge said today, I don't want to hear this crap. I don't want to hear for the plaintiffs. I don't want to hear any of this. I told you settlement on the 14th or it's back to Jones. So the listeners, those will spin it. Oh, Jones says being shut down didn't happen. Oh, well, you know, cry wolf. No, if you're a sheep herder and a wolf runs up and grabs one of your sheep and drags it back in the woods and you go call their herders and say, man, a wolf just grabbed it. They already noticed there's blood on the ground. There's a sheep. I mean, people saw this happen. I don't want to lose the whole flock here. We are in a beat up position, but we're hard to kill. God, look what we've already gone through. It's God. And so, you know, they got in bankruptcy in 6 months, Giuliani, and destroyed him. I've been fighting these people for 6 years. So against all these insane odds. So all I could do was move out of Guerra Gamble, who's admittedly the most corrupt judge probably in America, into the federal court and that district thinking we'd probably get a good judge. We got a good one. And it doesn't mean he'll do us any favors. He's not. Because another judge had to retire early because of health issues or whatever, and he's got triple the load, and the guy is totally overwhelmed. He works like 7 days a week. But, I mean, because I've studied the inside baseball. So, you know, the media makes jokes where I just for a moment think about all the years we've been here, and I just cry for a second. And the media goes, oh, Jones is fake crime, blah, blah, blah. I don't want, like when I predicted all this horrible stuff, to have it come true and be right. I want to save this place. And then people say, oh, Jones claimed he was getting shut down. He was never under attack. Hell, everybody loves Jones. Nobody's attacking him. We all know it's a lie. No, this is going on. So I literally had the last few days I could broadcast. I had to come tell you what was going on. I had to tell you what was unfolding. And I have no idea what's going to be pulled in the interim of this. But my gut was, and his previous rulings, this judge is fair. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but he just, like a lot of Republicans, people always ask, why do Republicans not attack Democrats back? Well, they just don't do that. That's what Republicans do. They let Democrats run around like maniacs and lawfare and attack everyone, and then the Republicans just follow the law exactly, in general. Unless it's a president who's attacking a country. Republican presidents are another animal. But Republican congressmen, Republican governors, this is a known thing. They're like goody two-shoes. They go to church three times a week. I know them. They're actually real. But they're so nice, they don't even know what the world's turned. I've seen Republican senators like to Google over and over, even a few years ago. Now, I hear you track us on the phones. Is that true? No, sir. We don't track you. Well, that CEO of Google doesn't track you. The app does. But they play legalese. He goes, well, how do I plug it in and I go there and I get ads when I say stuff to my wife? I told my wife I need new dentures and an hour later I got a denture ad. Like, what? You're on my phone? Who's on my phone? Because I get it. They're 80-year-old men. They don't understand what you're being listened to by AI, the creature transcript. So I figured this out. And Trump's kind of the same way. He doesn't get technology. I don't blame him. He's 78 years old. Jesus, I spend all day trying to understand it. I can't even understand it. So that's what's happening is this whole breakaway thing. And so the judge just shut it all down today, which I predicted. I said, I don't think we're shut down tomorrow. If they could have tricked the security crew, the CRO that was appointed by the court, the courts slapped him down, to shut us down, which they were told to get ready for, then that could have happened. But they figured out the reality, called lawyers and got it all together, said, yeah, actually, it's got to be over by the court. I was like, yeah, like I told you. So that went away. And then I'm sitting here in this building, like it's basically on fire, being attacked by artillery. And I'm just telling you, we are in the fight of our lives right now. And thank God, I give it a 98% chance that nothing gets in the way of this judge to the 14th in like 11 days. So we got 11 days left. And I want to be here and get a settlement and fix this in 14, 15 days. And people attack me and say, Jones claimed this was happening, it happened. But I got a real stinging suspicion the judge is going to do exactly what he said, because he always does what he says. Like when Dirty Harry says, you look down at the 44 Magnum, the most powerful gun in the world, and try me punk. It's not a Lopez will kick this back to us. The Democrats will come roaring in like kamikazes with the state court. And I had to sit here and do a guesstimation. I think we're off the air by July 4th. And I'm sad about that. I don't want to be a pessimist. But let me say something key. It's not that I'm wrong about my current projection. I'm right about it. But things can change with human action. It's like the Calvinists say, everything's set from the start of time to the end of time. And God is, of course, God knows the beginning and the end, but he gave us free will. He knows what we're going to do, but it's still free will within that. So a thing I didn't think about that was pointed out, because I haven't even been checking, because I don't get the money anyways. As long as I'm going to fund the crew, I don't worry about it. I got the numbers this morning. They're like, since you started saying 2 weeks ago, we're probably going to be shut down, which is true. Orders have completely cratered down to nothing. We'll close anyways because of that. Good job. And I'm like, well, I told people I'd tell them, but under the law and the judge who I predicted this would extend it out, it'll be called a wind down. If you order something, we ship within 48 hours, usually 24 hours. Everything's in stock. Everything's ready to ship. So on the 20% chance we survive, this is your last chance to get the products. You will get them. That's not an issue now. They ship like in a day or two. So if you order them now, you're going to get them. Now, maybe 12, 13 days from now, you might want to see what the judge says, but he's very deliberative. He understands. He does business stuff all day. He's top of his class. So he's a Trump judge. So, no, you're totally safe to order products. In fact, these people think it's some bluff with me where they're like, we want to control your speech and do this. And I said, no deal. Now there's little rumblings. Oh, well, actually, will you just go ahead and settle? We won't control what you say. I'll be like, absolutely. Let's settle right now. But had already shot the horse from under me, had already cut my nose off, which I didn't do. I had to just tell the truth, but I'm not perfect. People heard me, and money to InfoWars is cratered. So it's your decision to make. You'll get the product. Guaranteed by law. That's there. We got great shipping. It's all there. There'll be a wind down. We'll be shut off the air, but for a few weeks, they'll mail stuff out. It'll be over. Whether it's 2 weeks from now, I think it'll now be months from now. The point is, this is the attempt to shut this down. This is going on right now. I'm sitting back going, God, what about the 20% chance, which one of the crew members, I really like, he's a good guy, said, have you looked at the numbers in weeks? I said, no. He goes, yeah, they're crater. I looked at him, I was like, God almighty. Yeah, you just killed it yourself. Well, I said, what am I supposed to do? The Imperial troops are in the base. They're like shutting this down. This is being filed, and then they back off. I mean, this is a soap opera, people. I'm not perfect. So here's the way I'm going to pitch it to you. I didn't sell the last 2.5 hours with an incredible Victor Boot. Nobody gets him. I mean, he does no interviews. It's just, he's in prison 15 years listening to me on AM and FM stations. You see the power of those big son of a bitches, man? I mean, people act like TV, broadcast, UHF, VHF, AM, FM, doesn't matter. It's still a third or fourth of the audience, or 60% in some areas. He's in prison in maximum security, but they give him a cheap $10 AM radio. I talked to him during the breaks, and he was literally discovered me for like 4 years. For 2 years, I went away. Then he found another station scanning the dial. To me, that's amazing. That's we're not gay or anything, but that's like a love affair of intellectualism. That this guy is like this black op superhero, well-known commander guy, and that he's literally decades in prison listening to me. And then for years losing it because the local station went away. That's how precious our connection is to everybody. This is magical stuff. This is amazing. And I'm not going to give the enemy any more intel, because I have this thing. I want to tell the crew intel. I want to tell the audience intel, but I don't give anybody any. I don't give you the intel. You shut this down. All the radio stations are ready to pick us right back up in a day, and even more, you dumb bastards. But it's going to be one hell of a hard-ass road just scrambling around like a chicken. Because I've not, here's the deal, I don't do side bets. So I've not set up other deals. I'm not planning for the future. I'm not running around like this ship sinking. I am on this ship like everything is this. So I've not made any preparations. So even at warp speed, if this gets shut down, scurrying around and doing all this is a Herculean clean out the stables job. And I'm not bitching. So don't go to InfoWarsStore.com because you think you're going to save InfoWars. I think it's an 80% chance that doesn't happen. Skip the break. Skip them all. Skip the network. Thank you. I know the stations need it, but this is an emergency. Don't go there because you think it's going to save InfoWars. Go there because these are amazing products. The last time, potentially, you can get an InfoWars.com or Team Humanity t-shirt. Because this whole thing is going to be taken over this happens. It's the last time you can get Turbo Force. It's the last time you get Ultimate Fish Oil. It's the last time, potentially, you can get all of these amazing products that are now back in stock like X3. We have the super summer sale going right now. So you will get the products. They're ready to ship. So we've got to, like, triage this and bet on InfoWars, plus get the right products, and hope it continues on, while at the same time, we got to be now moving into the mode of, okay, what are we going to set up after this? Which is a real three-front war for me. Because, man, I just want to do the show and get prepared. I sure as hell don't want to be running this business, and I don't want to be have to, like, figuring out new stuff. But that's the arena God has put us in. So if you believe in this broadcast and what we're doing, get Nitric Boost, get Ultra 12, get Ultimate Fish Oil, get them all, 40% off, summer super sale, InfoWarsStore.com. And if the dumbasses come to their senses, then, oh, we're just going to make Alex Jones bigger and we're not going to get any money, maybe they back off. But they just have this doctrine of destroy. You've seen it. But regardless, you get those final products, you support us, and you hedge the bet. Which I've never done. That's not how my brain thinks. But you get great products, so you're not hedging. That's a sure thing. They're going to ship. You're going to get them. Boom. They're ready. Boom. It's all there. The judge said, no, I'm not shutting it down. He said, today, I've got the transcript. He said, if we move to shut it down on the 14th, we're going to do a wind down. That'll be months, which is what a reasonable judge that knows businesses do. The judge, as I told you yesterday, I said, they're not shutting us down tomorrow now because I blocked the crazy plan by the CRO to come do that. And that was the fight. That was the standing up. It's like, wow. I know the average person has a job, whatever, I don't think you probably, a lot of you have been in the military, maybe corporate, but I've been through a lot of wars, folks. I figured out how stuff works. And to me, it didn't matter whether I saved InfoWars or not. I had to get in here like a big gorilla and literally hop around like a gorilla and say, you're not going to do this, because I knew it was bullshit anyways. And I knew there had to be a court order anyways. So we did that. We secured this for now. And maybe InfoWars is too hard to kill. Maybe God comes through. Maybe this is a test. I don't know. But I'm already ready to give it up because I will not control what I say for these plaintiffs to then sell out what we do. That's non-negotiable. And then as they figure out, wait, this guy will just go somewhere else. What are we going to do? I would make a deal because money means nothing to continue the mission. But they're too stupid to understand that. So they will learn. They will see. They will understand. They will know. So when we have a victory backing this down, a few people out there, and I've seen them, it's being pushed by the establishment. Oh, this was all fake. You could have watched the damn hearing today. This was all brought up in it with the federal judge, the plan to shut us down, all of it. I haven't listened to it yet. I talked to my lawyers for like 10 minutes. Couldn't go on air to hear it. I had to talk to them. They told me real quick. So the judge is like, he heard this stuff. He shut it down. He said, this is a viable company. I'm giving it back to Jones if you don't settle on the 14th. So why did people try to shut it down in the interim? That's a whole other subject. Exactly. See how it's going. We're winning. We're fighting. We're organizing. We're adapting. We're overcoming. We're doing it. Not just like, oh, Jones says he needs help. He's under attack. It's like Trump saying, help me, and you give him $200 million. You should. Is he not under attack? I'm surprised they don't want to spin. Trump is under attack. Nothing's happening. Nothing's real. It's all made up. But they try that with me because they think you're stupid. So this is the opposite of a publicity stunt. It has cratered sales at InfoWarsStore.com in the last few weeks where I'm just like, I didn't even think about that. I'm like, hey, guys, we're under attack. We're going to be shut down soon. I don't know what's going to happen. And then I learned about this new thing. And people are like, well, that's done. No, no, no. It's like a grandma's on her deathbed, but the doctor says if you give her this treatment, she might come back for 10 years. You give it to her. So I think that's kind of what I would say. If you don't buy the products, which are amazing, you need your last chance to get them potentially, I think probably for sure, and get an 80% chance, why would you not want to get that final thing? I bet on eBay, I bet you a lot of money that X2, when we're shut down, is selling for five times what it's worth in a month after we're shut down. I bet my books go for five times what they're sold for on eBay. I mean, I think that's a safe bet. But I'm not even trying to sell you on that as some investment. I'm just simply saying this is historic. I can have a straight-up donation button and say, just give me money. People should do it because we're fighting tyranny. We're giving you the biggest interviews. We're defeating the New World Order. It's all happening. And, yeah, only place selling my signed books is InfoWarsStore.com, signed or unsigned. Go get them. Actually, under the contract, I have to actually get some of that money to pay my bills and fight the fights. I'm willing to fight all day long, folks. I like to fight. The difference is I can't do it without you. InfoWarsStore.com. Because now that I see a little life breathe back in this, I can't turn her loose. We all do this to our families, too. We got some loved one, and they're like, well, it probably won't save him, but you want to do all this? You're like, and before Grandpa goes into a coma, or my wife's dad 3 weeks ago, he's probably like, John, you want to live? You want him to do the Darth Vader stuff? He's like, yeah, do it. We're like, your dad just said, chemo his ass, radiate his ass, 9 yards, boom, it killed him. But John Wolfe made that decision. And sometimes the person bounced back and lives for 10 years. So InfoWars is in radiation and chemotherapy, folks. I mean, seriously. And I hope we come out of it. I don't think we will. Because I'm not going to lie to you. But you'll get your products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're so legendary. And it just goes into the whole fight in the future, and just it's a whole sophisticated thing. It doesn't go to the enemy. Whatever, there's not even that much money. It all just gets sucked in by the lawyers. It doesn't matter. We're on the air every day hammering the pedophiles, hammering World War III, hammering the New World Order. We're not fading off. We're not going. I would pay $1 trillion if I had it for just 1 hour to talk to the world and tell them don't have World War III. So it's not a win that they're doing this to us. It's a sign of their weakness, but if God gives me another lease on life, if God says you got more runway, it's because every day gets more powerful. Every day gets wilder guests. Every day we stay here, something magic's happening, and God doesn't want this place to die. InfoWarsStore.com. Products in stock. Products ready to ship. Incredible quality. Go there now. InfoWarsStore.com. Blow it up. Because there's a bunch of the plaintiffs that actually want money, so those just want to shut us down, the deep state. So if they actually see nothing there, but it doesn't matter. The point is, if the judge sees no money there, he may just go ahead and keep this company going. He's already keeps doing it. 2 years, that's a long time in bankruptcy. But regardless, I didn't plug for 2.5 hours here on air today because we had a huge guest and huge news. But now I'm here like going, oh, wait, because it's not a mistake. It's just like, I think that plant's going to die, so I'm not going to water it. We don't do that. You kind of pet the plant and throw it in the trash, and you're sorry for it, put it in the recompost or whatever. But all of a sudden, you haven't watered this plant in a month. You forgot about it, and it's got this big flower coming out of it. And you're like, oh, wow, I better take care of you. Yeah, I love this place, and I can't get convinced we're going to be defeated. Because, again, it's not a loser thing. I start thinking, well, I got to do something new. I got to move. I got to, because this looks like, also this thing comes back. We've got to support all the options there to give us more options. I think you're getting what I'm saying. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get the fish oil, get all the products, get, there are so many Ultra 12, Vaso Beats, Nitric Boost. They're all there. And that's sports operations. So I'm making up for a week and unplugging InfoWars. I've actually been plugging every day because it is the summer kickoff super sale right now. And now there's a good chance. Hell, I said 20 to be optimistic. Because, see, I don't want to say we're going to save it. See, I feel like if I just turn it loose to God and just don't even care, it gets saved. But then God's like, no, you better actually get people to support it or there'll be nothing there. Like they finally give up, you finally win, and then there's no money there to even operate. Don't blow up this ship before it's sunk. Don't give up on this thing before you've maximized all the different options, the things, because I've got nuclear weapons. I don't mean literal hydrogen bombs or atomic bombs. I mean, when I figured out what was going on around here last year, I'm a really nice guy. Like, I'm laid back. I'm not watching anybody. I'm not looking around for anybody. I'm thinking about my own things. But once I find you running some scams, once I find out there's a little chicanery going on, now I'm on your ass. And that's going on. But those losers don't matter, because we got bigger fish to fry. Do I want to have a vendetta and sit there and attack somebody and just spend all day on this? No, I want to talk to tens of millions of people a day about the poison shots and save them and expose them and tell them about GMO and cell phone radiation and World War III and the Chi-Coms and the New World Order and the open borders. I want to do that. I don't want to sit here and talk about me all day. But when it gets down to they're about to lock the doors and shut this down, and then I fight back and you speak out, it's huge news. And the court just says, then let's shut that down. Let's stop. We'll try to figure out an avenue. Let's do that. And it's a court that's been decent. Give me a little doubt. I kind of got surprised there's any decency. Usually I thought everybody was decent. There was a few crooks. Now it's like when you find decency, it's like, God, I found a four-leaf clover and a leprechaun at the same time. I got a leprechaun that shits four-leaf clovers. If someone's just not a complete criminal, you're like, wow, there's still people that aren't Machiavellian dirtbags? So that's what's happening. And I want to thank you all for the outpouring of support. You know, I've already loaded my stuff in a U-Haul and pulled all my personal art off the walls. And this place is like a dungeon compared to what it was. But that's because that's how real this was. And again, we're so close to nuclear war, but if we admit it's real, if we admit it's a problem, if we admit it's a real thing, we can stop it. But you've got to admit what it is, and you've got to take the action of the concern about it to your neighbors, your friends, your family to get enough buzz going to stop it. And that's what I'm trying from the bottom of my heart to telegraph to you about what we're doing here today. InfoWarsStore.com. I'd love nothing more to be here 10 more years. I'd love nothing more to have to shut this down because they freaking hate it. They can't stand it still on air. They can't stand it. They can't stand it still operating. They can't stand we're so strong. But the other side is I'm like, let them do it. Oh, yeah, I'll be right back. But we're supposed to fight for what we've got and what we've been with that's been loyal. And this crew's been loyal. This operation's been amazing. The audience has been loyal. So it's a symbol of it. It's like a standard, Roman standard. You've got to defend that. Even though you can do something bigger immediately, it doesn't matter. There's something more to it. And I'm trying to explain that. And I've had my feet now, which I never do. I'm always very focused, this is what I'm going to do, very decisive. But when you get in a situation like this, it's total war. You start trying to look at all the angles. And you try to say, well, I don't want them to trick me into giving up on this, when we can do so much with this. So that's all I'm saying is hedge your bets. You're betting craps. Bet this goes down 60, 70, 80%. I don't know. 70%, I don't know. But still bet on the other number because there's a good chance it's going to hit on that as well. That's all I'm saying. You got to hedge the bets on this. And you got to realize, why do they want this shut down? Why are they so upset about this? Why do they want us silenced? Why are they going so crazy? Because I've got hours of preparation today and other news to cover. I've got the most incredible, insane articles. And you know what? I'm going to hit the 15-minute city stuff, and I'm going to hit some more news. Hell, I may go take over the war room. You know, I never take over the other shows, but they know part of working here. I go, hey, when you work here, occasionally, that the Godfather goes, someday I may ask a service of you. It may never happen, but if that day ever comes, you will carry out that service. And I tell anybody that guest hosts, I'll tell anybody that does the other host, I say, hey, by the way, sometimes I'm going to take a show over if I want to. And I've done like Owens maybe once in like 8 years, maybe Harris's once or twice. They go, that's fine. But I'll show up at like 7 a.m. Hey, you're going live in an hour? I'm hosting the show. Usually I'll have them sit by me or whatever. But if I've got something that's got to be hit right now, I'll do it. I already took over Salente. But, man, this other news, I actually feel guilty. Like, I've been covering us and art, what's happening to us, because it's emblematic. I spent 2.5 hours with Victor Boot. God, that was insane. That was wild. That guy's, like, smart, man. It's like everything he said, I was like, wow, am I saying this? It was like, you can't fake that. Like, that's, like, dialed in. Like, I was like, ugh. I was like, Putin says a lot of stuff I agree with, and so does, like, Ron Paul or Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or whatever, but it was like me talking. I was just like sitting there like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like I was looking in a mirror. I was like, what the hell? This guy, I'll be thinking something. And he was like saying it when I was saying it. It was like we were like, bzzz. That was heavy. That was 2.5 hours of like the top devil to the West, the big master, Lex Luthor, arms dealer, black op, you know, assassin, super soldier commander. And he's not that. It's not because he had a military arm for Russia. It's not that he did that. It's because the guy's politically knows what he's doing. They're scared because he's just a father. And you actually talk to him. He's just this genuine person. And you see it, you know it. And that's what they don't like. That's what the pedophiles don't like. That's why they don't like me. They know I'm just a regular guy that wipes my ass just like you, cooks my steaks just like you, takes my garbage out just like you. I don't think I'm better than you. But you know what? I ain't laying down to nobody. And if you get in a fight with me, you're going to fight somebody that's going to attack the shit out of you. Like I'm, the more you attack, the more you hurt me, the meaner I get. I mean, it's bizarre how tough I am. And it's not like some bragging thing. I mean, it's like I've fought the biggest men. And first they're winning. When they knock me upside the head really bad, I black out and I stomp their goddamn guts out because I've got God on my side. And that's something these people can't deal with. And they know it. They know at the end of the day, they ain't got the switch. They ain't got the guts. They ain't got the adrenaline. They don't have the spirit. They don't have the will. They don't have the power to defeat these people. And so that's where we are. So we're still here again by the grace of God. And the sick part of me, you know, is like, let him do it. But the other part of me is like, no, that's a victory. So it becomes this paradoxical thing. But I said I would commit to InfoWars. I said I would back InfoWars. I said I would go all the way to my crew and to all of you. So I will. It's like, again, like you got a wife with cancer. You love her. You've been married to her 30 years. 1 month after she's dead, you're going to go out and get a girlfriend because you need a woman. You're going to feel guilty while you're doing it, but it's like, this is a woman dying right now that I love, that I've known for 30 years and she's dying and she's beautiful. And I'm sitting there and I'm already going, who's the next woman? Because the woman is the truth. The woman is what I've got to go do. And I'm super guilty holding her hand. She's on the respirator. Like she'll be dead in probably an hour. And I'm going, I'm already thinking about, because I've got to continue the war. I got to continue to have the kids. It's the same thing with information. I got to grow the crops. I got to plant the fields. Like when a man dies with a woman, she got to go on, man. You got to never give up. And that's what this is about. And not take our defeats as failures. InfoWars is the opposite of a defeat. We have wrecked globalist ass. We have devastated them worldwide. We have woken up the world. We are recognized by the enemy as the most effective operation against them in history. And that was not me. That was God. So do I tarry here over the dead body of InfoWars, the corpse they're going to carve up, or do I launch the Phoenix? Well, it's okay. Because God's watching what you do right now, and I get that in the ethereal, in the ether. It's actually a choice right now. Do you want InfoWars? Do you want me to do something new? It's up to you. Do you go to InfoWars store? Do you share the articles? All that. Or is it women? So this is an epic fight. It's meant to be big. God's doing it. God's orchestrating. It's not us. God's making it like a chew toy. Two dogs are fighting over in a tug of war because that's what gets the attention. So the average person looks at this and goes, this is like a made for TV thing. It just keeps going on. That's what real fights are like George Foreman, Muhammad Ali. That's a real fight. It's two giants of men beating the hell out of each other, killing each other. You don't need to think somebody fixed the fight. You can see it's real. They're giving everything they got. You know it's real. And you think one's winning one round. The next one, you think he's winning. The next one, the other one, you don't know who's winning the next round. And finally, one of them's knocked out. And you're like, oh, my God, I just saw the realest thing I've ever seen where people poured their guts out. And it's satanic to look at what we've done here and to anybody say this isn't real. I'm real. Last night, I pulled into a guy, and I saw this white guy. I can look at like a Harkonnen or something from Dune. And I knew what he was going to say. I just know this stuff now. And he goes, oh, I know you're not worried about the collapse of America. You'll just go to Israel with your family. I looked at the guy. I didn't even say anything. I got my car and left. And I'm like, I'm not in your Israel-Muslim fight. I'm not Jewish. I don't hate Jews. I'm not involved in it. I've got my own thing trying to fight AI, world government takeover, and trying to get everybody to stand together. Jew, Muslim, Christian, I don't care. And it's just like his little black jeans, his little Nazi shirt. He didn't have a Nazi shirt on, but it was like a black shirt with something on. And he kind of came over and he's like, oh, here was the Nazi stuff. I could just tell because it wasn't that he was bald headed and white. I look, It was that he immediately went, well, you're not having a problem with your family. You just go to Israel. Never been to Israel. And it's not like he intimidates me like, oh no, I hate Israel. I hate Israel. You just sat down with Israel. It's just like walking to me and saying, I know you live in Baghdad. I know you were at Mashipushu last week. You are a Mayan. It's like walking to me and saying, I know you work for Xi Jinping. It's like he's talking Martian at me. And I just like, I looked at him. I said, have a nice night. Got my car. Because that's all they've got. And I'm not just attacking the Nazis. They're just like another little, we have total AI New World Order takeover going on. And these people literally believe I'm a Mossad agent. They literally think I go to Israel and tell Benjamin Netanyahu what to do, or he tells me. I mean, it's completely insane. I'm trying to stop World War III. I'm not focused on Israel and Gaza. It's a distraction. I'm focused on the New World Order. I'm focused on world government. I'm focused on nanotech and our food. And all you guys can do is, white people are racist. Two men can have a baby. Hitler's wonderful. Jews are perfect. The ADL rules the world. Black Lives Matter. And I'm just like, you're all lunatics. No, I'm not for the ADL. I'm not for Black Lives Matter. I'm not for the Nazis. I'm not in your stupid clubs. But it's like they think it's magic. Like, well, I know you're not worried about a collapse of America because your family, you can go to Israel. And I was just looking at this guy. I was like, this guy's all fetishizing Austro-Hungarian Empire stuff. Doesn't even know about it. Doesn't even know the players. Doesn't even, like, he's sitting there talking to somebody that won't even tell you his lineage or where he's from. He's like talking to a German prince, related on both sides of my mom's family to like kings of whole regions in Germany. You know, I'm related to Henry VIII, okay, on the British side. Like, I mean, you know, my family came here to build their own thing. And this person is literally looking at me saying I'm a Jew because it makes him feel powerful? No, I am as Anglo-Saxon as anyone on earth, 100 times more than King Charles of England, who's a Transylvanian. And I don't look down on Jews because they're individuals. But you look at me, when you worship white supremacy, and I worship human supremacy under God's control, and you literally look at everything you think you envision and think is powerful, a knight of the West, a knight of Christendom, a knight of freedom, literal Alamo, the war, the Mayflower, everything. I've got the pedigree. I am the breed. I am the thing. And you look at me and tell me I'm at the Wailing Wall? You are a fool. But that's what I'm saying, because it's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. That's all they've got, because it's a satanic program run by the globalists. They're an agent of the ADL to attack Jews, who are good people on average, to make them herd into the satanic control of the ADL. But I look at these people, and their whole psychology and their whole world is a lie. And it's a joke. Like, you come to me while I'm pumping gas and go, you know, you're a Jew. Like I'm, oh God, no, I'm not a Jew. That's why I made the jokes years ago. Yeah, I'm Jewish. They go, well, you know, you're a Jew. And I'm like, sure, I'm a Jew. Like, we got him. He's a Jew. Like, imagine what that's like for the average Jew who's not involved in any of this evil. And you sit there and do that. It's sick. And my job is not defending Jews, but I will never sit there and attack an individual for their background. I will judge them off of what they stand for and what they do. And I didn't mean to go on the Nazi thing. It was only, I looked at the guy and I go, oh God, I'm about to get Hitler love. And as usual, when I just go with my instincts, which now I'm finally only following them. It's why I'm like 10 levels up all of a sudden the last 2 weeks. And he levels his eyes at me and says, well, you're not worried about the collapse, are you? He's like, I was just down in this country or whatever. I'm trying to move to a country, but you're not worried because you just can go back to Israel where your people are from. And I'm sitting there going, my people ain't from Israel. and I'm not ashamed if they were, but like, dude, you're like literally looking at like 1776. I mean, you're looking at what's left of America. Like, whatever the system doesn't like, whatever scares them about it, I'm in. Like, I'm about as Jewish as the fucking Easter Bunny. And I'm not ashamed of that if I was Jewish. It's like they steal your identity and they say you're Jewish and you're not. I mean, it is ridiculous. It is retarded. It is mindless. And that's only one side factoid. I've got 1,000 points to make. I wanted to play this 15-minute cities thing. Yeah, I overprepared today. I prepared for hours and hours and hours, and I covered none of it. It's so hellish what's going on. But if we don't have funds to continue to operate and fight these people, I will not be on air, okay? So it's very simple. Free speech systems, hope it continues, InfoWars, great products. You want to get them while you still can, whatever happens. That's the reason to get them. But DrJonesDaniels.com, it's a sponsor here and all that, has a bunch of the products not available at InfoWars store, and they're discounted up to 40% off, and they're amazing. Next Level Foundational Energy, amazing concentrated organic multivitamin. The fiber greens are incredible. All the nano silver products. If you want to support us in this time, regardless, then go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get the incredible products that are there right now. DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. There are more than 60 products there on the site, 12 products that weren't available for the last 6 or 7 months. For whatever reason, the CRO of Free Speech System says, we're not going to take your products anymore. My dad had, it was part of the business, so my dad already had his company set up. He knew it was coming. I thought it was wrong. So he reordered them, got them, got limited supply runs of a lot of great products at DrJonesNaturals.com. So if you want to support us, if you want to get behind us, if you want to back us, if you want to do that, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And support the network, and I hope we're still here. You're going to get your product. It's ready to ship out. The judge said he's not shutting it down, despite what they try. We're supposed to just forget about it and move on. That's this whole system of gaslighting. But whatever, fine. I'm on air. It doesn't matter. But DrJonesNaturals.com is the place to go. All right, I think of the time we have left, we can do it. Here is Canada with the 15-minute cities, how great it is. You're locked in. You can't leave. It's wonderful. And then a kid's in New York trying to sell fruit at a fruit stand being arrested. We're going to end the show with these two clips before Owen Schroyer takes over that illustrates what the 15-minute cities are. Here it is.
Of planning, city administration is presenting its vision to accommodate a population of 2 million people through 15-minute cities. 3 days of public hearings on the plan began at City Hall this morning. Shailen Skulski has more.
I'm here to express my concerns.
Shelley Motorshead is one of more than 70 speakers scheduled to be heard at City Hall. Over 3 days, councillors will hear from residents and representatives from the construction industry, child care, community leagues, and students on administration's plan to deal with a growing population.
We are building a cohesive city with opportunities for local living.
Population is rapidly growing, and we have to be able to accommodate.
So they bring the farmers in, cut off the resources, and then give you coffin apartments.
The 50 new district plans and corresponding bylaws will replace 54 existing planning documents dating back
but
to
I
the 1980s.
But I thought 50-minute city didn't exist.
And the more we can accommodate within existing infrastructure and existing neighborhoods, better it is for the
ESG
taxpayers.
ESG neighborhoods.
Well. Administration says the goal is to accommodate 600,000 new residents in redeveloped areas with 50% of all new home units added through infill. The plan also calls for half of all future travel to be done by transit and for residents to access all their daily needs within 15 minutes. Not everyone supports the plan.
My understanding is that this means I will need to stay within my district to meet all my needs so that the city can meet its climate plan objectives.
I don't think Edmontonians can afford to be part of a renovation experiment of this size so quickly.
I think unfortunately a lot of the district plan in particular have been derailed by 15-minute cities, conspiracy theories.
Let's hit pause. Well, the show's over. I'm going to cover this tomorrow. We're still on the air. It probably will be at 11 a.m. They just said a 15-minute city plan. And she's like, it's been derailed by 15-minute city prisons. I mean, 15-minute city conspiracies. Then I got video of them arresting, how old is she? 12-year-olds for selling oranges in New York. I mean, it's tell them the same report, 50 Minute City, but it doesn't exist.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.